This is PFW in progress.
So after we take the mug shots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be interviewed by the arresting officer. Trust me, kids, you do not want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville.
PFW in progress with Red Kirsch.
He's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, he needs
fun. Is he all there? Like, mentally?
I think so. He's just an odd guy. Kind of weird.
I mean, should we be worried?
No.
Paul Perillo.
Don't forget your Rogaine.
Rogaine. Check.
And don't forget to use it. I can totally tell when you forget your hair just looks thinner.
Using of the Rogaine. Check.
And Andy. And Andy?
You have to park so close? Yeah, what's wrong? Shouldn't be here.
Andy Hart.
Why is that? I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school.
What?
Or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Eric Scalavino.
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
For now, anyway.
And 6 months ago, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together, looking for strippers.
PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what?
Let the dogs out. You know, like, who left the dogs out? Who? Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
PFW in progress. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, and no Fred Kirsch. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm not emotionally ready to go through a show without Fred Kirsch. I don't know how you feel, Andy.
I don't know. I don't feel good when Chris Ferreira walks into the studio.
Took the words out of my mouth, as you are wont to do.
Usually means we're having problems. Oh, they're looking at each other. No one's listening. No one hears us.
All right, so we'll just keep on babbling.
I miss Fred. But maybe he feels like his work
Fred.
Is done for the week.
Well,
he came up with the line.
Threw it out there.
I'm not emotionally prepared to lose this game.
It was so good that I actually repeated it on his behalf on my appearance yesterday with Felger.
And did you bring up Fred?
Yeah.
He doesn't like that.
No. He got a big kick out of it. He doesn't like when I do it.
Footy
in a
pajama
negative.
Fred.
Yeah. He doesn't like when I do it in a negative connotation. This, I give him full credit. He's not emotionally ready to lose this game. Not emotionally prepared.
What
I think
did Felger say?
Wherefore he laughed. Thought it was very funny. He brought up Fred. It all started with the sunshine.com. You know where this is going, where it came from. But
where
Fred
it's going
is not
or where
here.
It came from.
Fred is not here. I don't know where he is.
Last I saw him, he has his
Kevin,
bag and said, I have left, he said.
Yeah.
He just sent me an email that said, I'm going to, and then the letter B, late.
Faux now or something with the number 4. You know,
faux show.
Yeah, he spelt out period, though, instead of just putting a dot at the end of the sentence.
He was also downing a piece of fudge when I saw him, which it alternates. He's either drinking his lunchtime shake.
He's either on a diet or
he's
eating like
shake,
a pig.
Or, yeah, he's downing fudge on his way out the door.
Yeah, I don't know the whereabouts of one Fred Kirsch, but Andy and I will take you through
could be playing tennis,
the first half of the show anyway. Eric will be by later.
He's not
we
by
hope.
Now?
Yeah.
He's not here.
Yeah. Very active
Andre
day.
Andre Taylor was looking for Eric.
Really?
Didn't look happy.
Really?
No.
It's not a good sign.
He was looking for Eric, but he was, you know, fine. I don't know. They must be working on something
the
together.
The MIAA Super Bowl participants are here today. No?
Really? So how are they
no?
MIAA?
Why are you shaking your head?
I don't know. I'm just shaking my head because it's a lot of work.
Oh.
That's what I've been working
you
on.
Really
cuts
are
into his Facebook
a miserable
time.
SOB.
I am.
No one, you know, hates the fact that they have to work more than he does.
It's true.
It's unbelievable.
That's why I was right again. Won't last.
Almost 5 months, though. We're getting to that halfway point. Here he is, the man of the hour.
Freddie?
With his laptop bag.
There he is. He's back.
And no
Freddie
fudge
Kirsch.
In his mouth.
The rudderless ship has its new director.
It's in its bulging.
I was going to say, who's going to read the emails? I was going to have to
What's
get
new
in the
is
saddle.
Old again?
The coxswain, if you will.
Did you hear what he called you?
Coxswain.
Something about, yeah.
That's what she said. The coxswain.
So what's
See,
going on?
That's a different word than the one I used.
No, you said coxswain.
And that's not what I that's Dick one word, coxswain.
Could there not be a female commentator doing the head of the Charles race that Dick says, Stadium. For Harvard, the coxswain?
Do you find Dick it Stadium. Do you find it at all ironic that the coxswain yells stroke during the whole race?
And I find it ironic anytime you get a sentence
so
out without
stroking.
Stumbling.
You just got here. Give him a break.
So anyway,
I'm gonna have
very,
a stroke.
As you're getting set up there, Freddie, I will.
In honor of Teddy Bruschi night.
Oh, that is absolutely awful.
What?
I guarantee liquids were just spewed somewhere over a laptop because that
this
was one
thing
of the
is
funnier
a whopping
things you've
16
ever said.
Inches.
Inappropriate, but funny.
These things really are
while
huge.
While you get set up, Freddie, I'll let everybody know it was a very active Patriots locker room today with a lot of players made available. There was a good deal of New York media in town, as to be expected.
I
Judy
know,
Batista
you know, I thought,
from the New
I
York
thought
Times.
That was true.
Was Mensa there?
I thought, because I
don't think I saw him. Mena, Mensa,
I just came
Mensa.
From upstairs and there was this smell, and I said, oh, New York media must be in town.
But one of them was left behind, the cockroaches.
Who?
Yeah.
You know how Fred always calls the Jets the cockroaches at the NFL?
Eating a bunch of f-ing cheeseburgers.
Yep.
But there was a gentleman here from Newsday.
Bob Glauber?
No. Maybe Neil Best.
Okay.
The Star Ledger, someone was there. I don't know who all the individual names were, but all the affiliations
Judy Batista
were
was here?
Judy was here, yes. Judy was the only one I knew.
Does she live close? Why is she always here?
I don't know. But she is here an awful lot.
It's only a train ride away.
Yeah, but it's always her.
Yeah.
I guess you build up a rapport.
But more importantly than the media, all the star players were front and center today.
Were any of you guys in the Rex Ryan conference call?
I was Ryan. Not.
That was
I
yesterday,
was
wasn't it? Or was it
no, that, it was today. Yeah, I walked in when I was setting the Dak Shop up, and there were all these people huddled around the little speaker.
What
and
time
was
that?
Things. I think it was...
because the locker room was packed from beginning to end.
Wasn't Brady... Brady was at like 11:15. I think Rex was just before that. They
That's
went right
really
from
strange
there.
Because I'm telling you, the media in the locker room today was overwhelming, and it was like that the whole time.
Yeah.
But
in the workroom,
maybe there were a lot of people
too.
In the media workroom doing those things, too.
Yeah.
Vince Wilfork spoke today for the first time, to my recollection, during the week since before Miami.
Well, when he's not paid to do so.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he
to us.
He speaks every week when he's
I mean,
paid.
To us, yeah. not as contractually obligated appearances on WEEI.
Right. Okay. Just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah. And what
did
he say?
The New York Jets are the best team, and they're a great team, not good, great, best team in the NFL, and it shows on film.
Vince Wilfork.
Point blank.
Okay.
He didn't really say
point blank after that, but he's had 3 point blanks during his during the time that I heard him. Just, you know, predictably very effusive in his praise of the Jets. Patrick Chung spoke for a little while. Devin McCourty at the very end. Andy's boy Jimmy Sanders spoke. Let's see, who else? Aaron Hernandez addressed the media for a little
Andy
bit.
Andy, wipe your
James.
Chin. Who?
Just said Big Game James. Jimmy
Big Game
Sanders.
James.
He'll show up, don't worry.
Big Game James.
You notice he took
He'll
a little lull in Detroit because, you know, it's Detroit.
Andy and I were
game.
Talking about some of the tactical maneuverings possible in this game. And, you know, Andy's been very much on Santonio Holmes. We've declared that he'll be doubled.
Yes.
And they'll let Devin McCourty handle Braylon Edwards on the other side because they trust McCourty not to give up any big plays.
Mm-hmm. So that's the positioning how we he showed down him. The field this year a number of times. He's shown he can keep a guy from making plays.
I talked to some people
he's
last
definitely
night.
Definitely better now than he was week two.
Yeah. So are you comfortable with that? McCourty on Edwards?
I am. You know, Andy and I had a point counterpoint in All Access last night. Andy,
there was never a counterpoint
Andy
from you.
Andy won because the question was who.
Because Christian decided who wins before. Well,
No. This was a real one where I whooped his ass.
No, the question
Rex
was
Ryan's
who will have
who
a,
you, Bo?
I beat his ass.
I whooped his ass.
Who will have a bigger impact?
That's being a jackass.
Deion Branch or Santonio Holmes, and he took Holmes, and he won.
Because he's everything but Patriots.com.
Actually, you took Branch, and I took Holmes.
All right.
And he could. That's his way of telling you. Had he taken Branch,
I could have taken Mayans and beaten Urans.
But the question, the thing
Mayans,
is,
those guys from Mexico.
There was a couple arguments I didn't make that if I should have. I thought about it after. One of the things is Holmes' history against the Patriots is 3 catches and 43 yards.
How many games?
2 games.
Oh,
but even that, I said, did you know that yesterday? Because that would have been good. Just throw in there. He goes, no, I didn't know it.
Yeah.
But, you did research afterwards.
And, you know, you can say, well, it wasn't with the Jets, but it was with Roethlisberger and Hines Ward in a running game. And, you know, so.
He's the same guy.
Yeah. You know.
That would have been good. You didn't. That's why you got
whooped. He's making Sanchez look good. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's a difference maker for Sanchez. He's, you know, he's a reliable option.
Well, he's the first legitimate receiver. He's
I mean, Jericho Cotchery makes big
they've had,
plays.
They've had good players. Braylon Edwards, Jericho Cotchery. You know, before they traded him, Chancey Stucky.
But
I mean, they're good players.
We've
but
seen
this
games
is the first
where Dustin
legitimate.
Keller has stunk it up. Where
this
he's
is the first
balls.
Legitimate receiver that he's
had. Yeah, he is. I still say he would fit in nicely on the Patriots. Santana
he'd
Holmes.
Be a great Patriot.
What he does, his skill set, everything, I think would be great. And it's a great trade for them. It was a fifth-round pick, right? That's a great trade.
But I think that...
There's a drawback to it because you could lose him for a year.
There's a drawback to everything.
Yeah. The other
I'm just
argument.
Saying, that's why you only had to give up a fifth.
No, I know, but teams were giving up third round picks in the season for Moss, a fifth rounder in the offseason for Holmes. I knew he was going to miss a couple.
The other argument I could have made, that I didn't.
This is a guy who, before they traded Moss, was saying how he was the most indispensable player beyond Brady, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think it was a bad trade.
That's vintage Andy Hart right there, ladies and gentlemen.
What was your other argument?
My other argument would have been, but it would have sounded bad for Patriots fans, is, well, the Jets moved the ball up and down the field in the first game, so how much more of an impact can one guy have?
How much better can they beat you?
Wow. You know? Freddie Kirsch with a sobering reality.
Not happy.
But like we said yesterday, this will come down to red zone, because I fully expect the Jets to be able to move the ball.
I don't
expect all of a sudden the Patriots to be the Baltimore Ravens shut down defense of 2000.
It's just not
going to happen.
Yeah, against anyone. I don't care about the Jets. Right. It's not going to happen. Get used to it.
So it's going to come down to turnovers, mistakes, special teams play, red zone play, all those little inside-the-game types of things.
I read something that Teddy Bruschi said in that conference call.
Fred, you want to mock it or anything?
Yeah, do you want to, like, you know, make light of his affliction?
No, I think he's right on the hit the nail on the head with the retired numbers things.
He thought that the Patriots would need to be plus two in the turnover ratio.
Not plus one.
To win the game.
They need to be plus two?
To win the game.
All right. What if it's even, zero, they don't win?
He just said they need those turnovers.
I think the word can need they, implies.
Can they be the New Orleans Saints, he talked about?
I think
can
that's
they
fair.
Be that opportunistic
that's
defense
fair.
All the way through?
You got to be plus two, can't be plus
one. He says that remains to be seen.
No, but I know what he's saying.
Because I heard Jaws say this morning that plus one is 82% victory.
Well, just in general, you're talking about?
Well, no, this year, I believe.
Oh.
This year, plus one teams
are
81% victory.
Okay. But, I hear what he's saying. I don't think he's being anti-Patriot by saying that. You know, that's just the way this defense has played so far.
He's certainly not being anti-Patriot.
No, but some people say, well, you know, what if they're even? You know, why don't the Jets need to be plus two to win? Because that's not the, you know, the Patriots' defense has relied on turnovers.
The Jets won't necessarily bend. There is a chance the Jets come out and shut you down. They have that ability on defense.
And
I don't think they will, but they certainly have shown over the last 2 years they have that ability.
They've done that.
Patriots on this team have never shown the ability to just stop someone.
They've given up a total of 7 second-half points in three games.
I know we've talked about this, you know, in the past, but rumors are that Bill Belichick is, you know, feeling pretty good this week. He's been in a very good mood. And I don't know what you want to read into that, but
he's confident. He
might feel he knows the Jets. And it will come down to execution, but if you do your job, if you do what I tell you to do, we're going to win this game. And he might feel that way.
Everybody just do your job!
But that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
No, it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. But he feels good about it, that the people he's asking
I feel good about
to do
game.
Those jobs can do it.
Sure, you know? It's better than him realizing I don't have the people that can do the job.
He believes that he has these guys. What I'm asking.
But what if he believes Kyle Arrington is the key to the game?
Well, I don't think he would.
Can we in trouble?
But what if he does?
Can we not have
how would
day?
You feel about
I
that?
I don't think he'd be walking around the stadium feeling good if he did.
Can we not have a.
Punching holes in walls as he goes by.
Can we not have another day of Kyle Arrington?
No, it's just my point is he could think
playing the role of our listeners, Paul Perillo.
I mean, he could think that Chad Jackson was the key to the offense for the next 10 years. Just because he thinks things doesn't mean they're going to be true.
Well, to Fred, they are.
Yeah.
It says here.
You know, results say that he knows what he knows. And
he knows what he knows.
Yeah. Oh, but I think he thought he was going to win the Super Bowl in 2007. Like when he stepped
on
that
field. He's very confident
that
week.
Right. Like, my point is he's not always right when he's confident.
I know, but most of the time he is.
Well, most of the time he just wins. Most of the time when he's not confident, they win. Most of the time when
Paul
is dumb, they win. They always win.
I want someone to point out the time to me where during the course of the week someone says, he doesn't seem like he's confident.
Right,
this week.
And they lost.
I'm worried.
Yeah.
I don't care if they win, lose, or tie. I want someone to point that week out to me.
Well,
because Bill Belichick, to me, is a highly confident individual, and rightly so. He knows what he's doing.
But he emotes it differently than a Rex Ryan.
But I've never seen.
We've seen him weeks where he's not as happy as another week. You know,
I see very little change in his demeanor from week.
No,
to week.
He is a more level guy. You're right, but there are times
I think
where
he's a. That's the beauty of Bill. He's an even keel guy.
No, and I think you know that makes it easier for his players. I believe to have a coach that's consistent. You know.
I think even keeled is easier.
I can't wait for after this game to see Rex Ryan talking about how much they stunk today. His own team. Because that's going to happen.
Well, he's not going to say you stunk
today. How come you didn't make fun of him?
What?
He followed it up with his own team.
Well, he didn't say, I hate this team, the Jets.
Well, you know, on this show, you have to.
I know where Fred comes from. I'm not so sure where you come from.
That's unbelievable.
All right. So what else is going on? So very lively.
Well, there were a lot of guys talking today.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot of activity going on.
But they weren't doing cartwheels down the middle.
Did you happen to? No. I was up early.
I asked Jonathan Wilhite, who had a big Auburn sweatshirt on. I asked him how it works. Did the alums have to pay Cam Newton directly? Or he goes, no, that's a new thing. He started laughing.
I was up early.
Jeff Howell thought I was out of my mind.
Rob Gronkowski did an interview on EEI.
Did you hear it?
My God, worst interview ever. Ever.
Was that like early this morning?
Oh, my God, it was like pulling teeth.
Because they kept playing the little bites.
Yeah.
And
oh, it was just like, and he was on his way to the stadium, so he was doing it from his car, and it was on behalf of something he's doing at the Natick Mall. You know, so they got him to do this interview, and answers like, I don't know. Literally, I don't know.
Well, your head coach does that, so.
Yeah.
No, your head coach just says, I'm focusing on the Jets.
No, he says, I don't know a lot on a tough question. I don't know.
But it was really, really painful.
I don't know, Andy. What are you looking for?
I felt bad for both parties. I felt bad for Gronkowski because he obviously didn't want to do this. He was asked to do it. And I felt bad for Dennis and Callahan because it just wasn't good radio.
And this was 6 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour? Four,
between 6:30 and 7.
Yeah, when I was driving, they kept referencing that.
But that's the problem with their show. They do the same open bites all the time. Today, we got Ron Jaworski, this and that. And I'm like, I already heard Ron Jaworski, so he's done. Why are you still promoting him? I'm not going to hear him if I'm starting now. I wanted to hear Gronkowski. Well, apparently I didn't miss anything.
No, you
really...
I
didn't want to hear him.
Oh, he entertains me even when he's not entertaining. So I find him very funny.
I find him visually entertaining. I think he's just a goofball.
That's a little gay.
He's a goofball. Like, you look at him and he has that...
I find him visually entertaining.
He has that goofy look on his
face. I think that's...
Have you noticed it's on the
talking about...
He jugs on the field with the head thing.
He was talking about the photo that was taken for... our Spanish blog.
Did you tell him it's in the guy's cube upstairs?
I didn't. I didn't want to frighten him.
Men all around the organization have your semi-nude photo in their cube.
I didn't want to frighten him and tell him that Jody actually is worshiping your nude body.
Wow.
No offense, Jody.
So no one heard Rex Ryan?
Dude.
No.
I didn't. I didn't
realize. Are we
going to
get sound
right
of that,
now.
Kevin?
Yeah, we can play the conference call.
Can we get a snack?
Well, yeah, can we hear what he said?
Sure. Yeah.
While you're can you get down and get pizza?
Yeah, let me just give me a minute to get organized here.
Yeah.
That's a jackass.
Because then I can go to the bathroom.
Where have you been?
Why did you just leave us?
Why'd you bring your bag?
Because I had to have my laptop in the meeting, so rather than go back to my office, I just ran down here.
No, but usually I see you go to meetings just holding your laptop. I don't always see you bring the bag.
I wanted the.
I thought the bag.
You're just standing there holding your laptop.
I thought you were playing tennis.
No, I wanted to bring
your boyfriend, Rob Johnson.
I needed the electrical cord as well.
Brad
I didn't want
Johnson.
To, you know.
Oh, Brad Johnson, your boyfriend. Sorry, wrong boyfriend.
Why are you doing that? That's just not right.
Do you not play tennis with him?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Coach Belichick is also just taking the podium.
Yes,
I didn't
have him on my TV anymore.
Yeah, no disrespect to Coach Belichick, but...
he does not entertain me. Thumbs down for him.
We just want to hear what the clown in New York said.
All right, here we go.
All right.
When you look at the statistics, the Patriots' defense is, I think, 31st or 32nd now. On film, when you're checking it out, do they look like
they stink?
What the statistics show?
Well, I think that's kind of misleading because you get a big lead on people, you're willing to sacrifice yards and all that. They're about wins, and you know, right now they look pretty good to me. They force a lot of turnovers. You know, the young secondary's coming together a little bit. I think the kid from Rutgers is doing really a great job for them. You know, and they got Merriweather back there that you know has got a lot of range and instincts and everything else. I mean, they'll have a lot of good football players on their defense.
Rex, you were a team that earlier this year was actually able to force them to turn the ball over a few times. Since then, they've had pretty good luck protecting the football. What necessarily were you guys able to do that maybe some other teams weren't able to do? Or haven't?
Well, I think one of the times, you know, he was just taking a shot down the field, and Cromartie had great coverage on Moss. And quite honestly, I can't remember the other interception, but I know it's rare. You know, Brady, I think that was the first time in all the Jet games that the Jets have ever had two interceptions in a game against Brady. So, you know, we just do what we do. We play our style of football, and, you know, we're a pretty decent, you know, group on defense. So, you know, we don't have to take a backseat to anybody's defense. We think we have the best defense in football through scheme, through the players that we have, more importantly. But, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Rex, when you watch film of this defense now, how different does this defense look compared to week two when you face this team?
I think there's probably better communication. They seem to be making a lot more plays, in the back end in particular. They're, like I said, that McCourty's made a lot of plays for them, and, you know, it's just a sound defense. You know, you got the big guys up front. Obviously, Vince Wilfork's doing a great job in there, and, and Mayo's a good football player. They're doing a good job.
Hey, Rex, you mentioned McCourty a couple times. Did you guys consider him? I mean, was he a guy, if maybe he had still been available, you would have looked at in that spot a couple spots after the Patriots?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for us, it was, Kyle Wilson and McCourty. We like both those guys. So if either one of them would have been there, we would have taken them. And obviously Kyle was there and McCourty wasn't, so we took Kyle.
So what if both were there?
I think we probably would have, we really taken Kyle because I think his, we were looking for more a man cover skill type thing. But I can tell you this, we like both of them. They are both like, we had several coaches wanted McCourty, some coaches wanted Kyle Wilson. I mean, it was that close. They were touching each other. So, but I think it was Kyle, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Rick, your team walked the tight wire there for three straight games, winning three games on your last possession. I mean, what does it say about the group of guys you got there?
Oh, just a resilient group. We're finding ways to win games, and I think that's critical. I mean, it's the first team in NFL history to win back-to-back or two overtime games, back-to-back overtime games on the road. I think that's quite an accomplishment. It doesn't matter who you play. Every team's tough. As you know, Cleveland, the record's not good, but Cleveland's a tough football team. And then Detroit, that was, they're good. We just found a way, ways to win. And I think that's what good teams do. They find ways to win. And when you have bad years, you find ways to lose. And I think that's really last year. We kind of did both. We started off finding ways to lose, and then we ended up finding ways to win. And I think right now we're finding ways to win, so we'll take it.
Rex, how much of it is a balance when you're playing Tom Brady in terms of the blitz? In the second half of the second game of the season, you seem to back off the blitz a little bit. Is that balance, how much the blitz, how much not, something you discuss a lot with your brother about how to play Brady?
Yeah, if that sounds good to you, then yeah, go with it. But really for us, we just, we play our style of football. Brady's a guy that if you just run standard coverages, he'll kill you. I mean, he can write up what he wants. If he wants 21 out of 22 completions or whatever it was, maybe 24 or 25 that he had in a playoff game against Jacksonville once, that was the most embarrassing thing I think I've ever seen. But it was, we're not going to let him just sit back there and go through Pascalli. We're going to pressure him. We're going to mix our coverages, change our coverages, change our blitzes. Sometimes go blitz, all-out blitz. Sometimes simulated pressure. Sometimes three-man rush. Sometimes four-man rush. Multiple coverages. And that's how you play Brady. You can't just let him sit back and know what you're in.
Going all the way back to Baltimore when you were really cementing your defensive reputation, was Brady kind of a measuring stick for you and how well you could contain him?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't know about that. We never played him very often. I know we played him that one year when we won five games. That wasn't a good year, but that was the somebody called timeout. I don't know who it was on the sidelines. Kind of messed that game up. But it was clearly you knew there's two quarterbacks in this league that, when you look on a schedule, if you're a defense coordinator, you're like, oh, gosh, we got to play him. Brady and Peyton Manning, those are the two guys. There's a lot of good quarterbacks in the league, but for my money, those are the two best guys. And, you know, shoot, now in this division, you have to play them twice a year. But again, it's not that we're scared of them or something like that. We just look at it as an opportunity. You got to match yourself up against the best, and that's where I put Tom Brady.
I read an interview that you did where, correct me if I'm wrong, that said that you borrowed some things from Belichick's defense over the years in terms of taking things here and there. Is that true? And how often do you take from coaches and try to put it into your own system?
Well, there's teams around this league that'll take like our third down package. They just do it. They don't give credit. They don't give whatever. But there's very few coaches that I steal from. But Bill Belichick's one of them. So creative, what he does coverage-wise, how he looks at things, puts traps out there. The guy's an amazing coach. You know, like I say, the best coach in football. It's not even close. But that's the guy that I would, I will study. And each week I'll just pop their tape on to see what he's doing because he is creative. He's smart, but that's the two that I would look at. Would be, obviously Belichick's number one, and then Pittsburgh I would look at some of their things. But those are the two guys that, Dick LeBeau and Belichick, but more so Belichick than anybody.
Having said that, does it surprise you that he's done what he has with this defense, considering they're so young, that a lot of people said they're kind of a no-name defense, so does it surprise you at all that he's had the success that he's had?
No, I mean, 9 wins is 9 wins. They've statistically it's not very good, but I know they're playing much better than that. But, he's the top coach in football and, they have a lot of talent there. It's just young talent. And, we're similar. We have a guy, with Kyle Wilson's going to be a great football player, but right now, you can't buy experience and, you just gotta. You have like some growing pains, but right now they're probably playing as well defensively as they have all season.
Rex, you mentioned the pressuring Brady. Does it drive you crazy? It seems when you watch.
What are we doing?
We're coming back.
Oh, we don't want to listen to him anymore.
Paul just made the executive decision.
He had a couple entertaining quotes.
Very entertaining.
He's not going to be working with Jack Del Rio anytime soon.
Yeah.
Called that a performance embarrassing.
An embarrassment.
From Jacksonville.
26 for 28 in the playoffs that year. Was that 07?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
The line about, I don't know who called the timeout when he called timeout and allowed the Patriots to win.
Yeah, for those of you that don't remember that, that was Rex who did that.
That was in the same sequence as the Russ Hochstein false start or whatever?
I believe it was Hochstein, the Hoker.
Let's make sure we play like the New York Jets.
And by the way,
slap beam.
Freddie, you sold your head coach a little short.
Yeah.
Asked to start the press conference in the beginning what the coaching staff did yesterday with the day off. Bill said, played golf, a little badminton tournament, ate some watermelon.
Jeez. See? He also added canoeing in there.
Oh, that's not on the Twitter feed.
No. Well, there you go. So it's, rival comedians going on here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We talked earlier in the week, too, about how he didn't downplay, the element of Ryan, and how Ryan said, I respect Bill Belichick, but, I came here to kick his butt.
Right.
And he said, "Well,
what's he gonna say?
What's he gonna say? We're
comfortable. Yeah, I like how he said.
We think we're gonna win too. I think.
Newsflash: the Jets want to win a game.
And he put,
there's your
headline or whatever.
Right. There's your story.
Patriots and Jets both think they're gonna win or whatever. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Along those lines, Brady apparently was asked if he still hated the Jets. Remember, he said he hated the Jets.
Right.
That whole thing. I promised Coach Belichick I wouldn't say anything derogatory, so no comment.
Oh, okay, all right.
And you asked...
derogatory? Yeah, he's great.
Let me find it. Sunil? Isn't that the guy who used to work here?
Yeah.
Jason LaConfora tweeting, "Way to go, Sunil. You lost to Qatar. What a joke. Can't land a top coach. Blow it in 2018 and 2022. Please step down for the good of your country."
LaConfora has been very critical of Sunil Gulati. Is that his name?
Why?
I believe so.
Just because of those reasons. Every time something happens... anti-U.S., he blames it on Sunil.
From the NFL Network.
I don't care.
Why does he?
I know
so
we have
feel,
a lot of.
If he had a nice reservoir of nuggets that he has broken as the NFL Network correspondent, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I know we
if
have
Adam Schefter tweeted that, I wouldn't have a problem.
I know we have a lot of European listeners, so I think they'd be interested. But Qatar, some people pronounce it Qatar. Gut, the 20
people from there.
The 2022 World Cup, and it was like a recent rush that they got it in. People assume that this is all about money. They just basically bought the World Cup for 2022.
I'm okay with that.
So, well, you're not if you're from the United States and you really.
I am from the United States.
We're working hard to get it here.
It's so like the Olympics when you're working for the host city and you're trying to learn. Yeah.
I think that FIFA has
an
just
ugly process.
Cut their nose to spite their face because it's better for the game to have, at least one World Cup every 30 years in the United States. That's all we're asking for.
When was the last one?
94.
So you still got... Oh, no. This was 22. So, yeah, every 30 years.
Yeah. I just think it's good for FIFA to do that, but they wanted the cash. So, okay, fine.
No one cares. All right, let's move on.
I mean, how many people,
I was just interested that the guy used to work here that's being ripped. I didn't know he was really the head of the...
Yeah, he's the head of Kraft Soccer, but he's the head of U.S. Soccer.
He's the short little guy with the suits, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
Just watch him... That's what
you know how we make fun of Pelion and Tannenbaum when they watch a football game. You should watch a soccer game with Sunil. Oh my God,
I have no interest in watching a soccer game.
Right,
period.
He'd have to be really entertaining.
He gets very upset. Very upset.
Why? Because no one's scoring.
Because he's bored out of his mind.
Here we go, Paul, making fun of soccer again.
Come on, you got to give.
Isn't
me
it
that
hot
one.
As hell in Qatar?
Yeah, it's,
So it's pronounced Qatar?
Well, I guess they pronounce it Qatar.
Because I went to school with a gentleman from Qatar, and he said it was Qatar.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, at the time, I had never heard of the country in my life.
Yeah,
he shows you my Everett High School education.
Qatarian?
I had never heard
that
country.
From Qatar?
And he was one of the first people I met my freshman year, and he was a good guy.
Yeah.
YL was his name. YL El Kaoudi.
Yeah.
And he was from Qatar.
How do you spell YL? YL.
W-A-E-L.
W-A-E-L. Whale.
Y-L. Eric.
No, but I'm just being
all right,
stupid.
Good, Fred.
I don't, no, you can't take a break. He left.
I'm just going to give them, what do they call it on the digits or the info?
Phone number?
When they do it on the radio? Well, now you got your text numbers, you got phone numbers.
How come we don't have a text number?
I don't know. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7042 is the did I get that right? Wrong.
I think you left
7482.
508-543-7482 is the ACE ticket hotline.
Don't call now because there's not actually anyone there to answer.
Right.
We are
Webradio at patriots.com.
It's Thursday here, so of course we got to do our picks later on in the show.
I was telling Andy though, Fred, we do not have to skip over the Patriots this week.
Right.
We're going down the list.
They are the last game. A lot of people emailing in. They want to get their 2 cents in about the game, so we should get to some
of
those.
Let's hit them all.
Fast pace. Go.
Willie from Moscow. And by the way, Russia got the 2018 World Cup.
And did they pay more?
That was announced today. Russia makes sense. Okay? It's a big country.
Why are you talking like that?
But, I mean, why can't every country get a chance?
They can, but also, never mind. Look, enough.
Only big countries should get it?
Yeah, I think countries that can help the sport of soccer.
I'm with friends.
We can't help the sport of soccer.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't. It can help us.
Yes,
we can.
The ticket sales in 1994 still are the record for all of them and since. So,
who gave you those numbers? A soccer guy?
Brian Bellillo.
Yeah.
That or Brian
and he Bellin. Tells me that 37,000 watch the Revs each week.
that was one of two guys who were the only two options there, Bellillo and Feldman.
No, it's true, though. Willie in Moscow said, I've been thinking about something over the past few weeks and would like to hear your opinions. It seems to me that the Pats team this year has been slowly redesigned not just to maximize their personnel, but to match up better against the Jets. And here are my reasons. Spread them offense versus cover corners. The strength of the Jets' defensive backfield is a pair of man-cover corners who specialize in taking away the team's biggest receiving threat. The new-look Patriot Way offense has a natural immunity to that style by its focus on spreading the ball around and utilizing Brady's ability to read and react to the defense. G-Force and friends. This is the second thing. The Jets have shown trouble covering tight ends, and Pats probably have the best group of tight ends as a whole in the league. Blitz again, please. The Jets basically need to blitz in order to pressure the QB at this point. The Patriots have always had a good screen game, and now they can always rely on any of the three tight ends or the three running backs to throw quick release passes. And on defense, okay, the pass defense is questionable, but the run defense is pretty darn good. The key to the matchup will probably come from holding the Jets' running game back and forcing Sanchez to throw. It's a risky ploy, but Sanchez has shown a penchant for making bad decisions. Again, looking for the big play. That's all I got. I'd like to hear what you think, whether I miss any points. Personally, I think we are just a better team, and I'm looking for Brady to come out pissed off and lay a beating on them.
Well, I think some of it's circumstantial, like the tight ends thing. First of all, you lost your main tight end through free agency, and your tight ends haven't been good enough. You tried to upgrade them, whether it was with an eye on beating a hole in the Jets' defense or just an eye on being a better offense. We've said it for years. They need a better tight end. Where's the tight end? We want a tight end. Paul and I have ad nauseum said, just a guy that can go down the seam and we can throw it to him.
And we got one.
We finally got one. So
I haven't whined about it all season.
Right. I don't know if it's a target of the Jets or anything like that. And offensively, in terms of maybe the more spread it out, smaller guys, beat man coverage, whatever, I think it's, we talked about this last year, or maybe early this year. When was the last time before recently that you saw Brady do the scan right to left, come back right, and throw to Givens, who just happens to be open on the far right side of the field for a 12-yard gain? It never happened for like...
2005.
Exactly. And listening...
last year Givens played here.
And listening to Jaws this morning on EEI, he said, when people talk about spacing, they think vertically. I think Tom Brady is better using the width of the field than he is the depth of it.
I don't really think there's any question.
And he got away from that. And I think maybe they realized that in the whole Moss thing and the deep ball and not just so much forcing it, but I think his vision is better 20 yards left to right. I can see sideline right to sideline, and I'll find a guy. He did it last week to Welker, where he scanned, came back to Welker, touchdown.
Yeah, the key will be...
That's his best.
Yeah, you know, in regards to the Jets, is that a better way to play offense against the Jets? I don't have the answer.
Well, if
that.
You execute. I mean, it's like Bill says, it's always down to execution.
Right, but if they executed throwing deep to Moss like they did in the first half of the last game against the Jets, in the second half, then we're not talking. We're not having this. You know what I'm saying?
But
they
think it's a
behind.
Better matchup. We've talked about it. Branch
well,
or Welker on Cromartie than Moss
I'll be
on
waiting,
Cromartie.
I'll be waiting to see that if it, right. if it manifests itself. I think I would tend to agree with you. I would rather have Cromartie as a Patriot. I'd rather have Cromartie covering Branch or Welker.
Again, he has to tell us which side he's looking at it from. Then, from a Patriots perspective.
No, I'm saying because I said Cromartie. I'd rather have Cromartie covering Branch or Welker
right.
for the good of the Patriots, not the good of the Jets, right. You know, than him covering Moss. But if Cromartie goes out and holds Welker to three catches for 32 yards, then I may have rather had that than Moss, but it didn't manifest itself on the field.
Right. So it's execution.
Exactly. And I don't know that I would agree with the fact that spreading them out is a better way to play against the Jets than trying to get them vertically. I don't know if that's true or not. We'll find out.
It seems to work against these pass rush-based teams that have outside linebackers that are the key to the pass rush.
But this is a cover team, too.
No, I know. But part of
now,
it is the pass rush.
The thing is,
if you
that
force
coverage
the pass
team
rush,
has not played
there.
Well this year.
Well, neither has the pass rush.
Right. Again,
they're not as good as
again,
they were.
Hand in hand. No question.
But I still get back to they seem to have this ability in matchups to spread guys out, and all of a sudden I see James Harrison in coverage and Sean Merriman in coverage or some Jets outside line. You know, Jason Taylor suddenly is in coverage, and you win. Even if you don't complete it, I think you win the pre-snap game of you're taking them out of what they'd like to do. And that seems to work better with all these smaller receivers and the spread it out with Branch and Welker and Hernandez and everything.
Mike, in a state that's shaped like a penis, he says. That would be Florida.
Idaho?
I heard Jason Taylor on a local station
like
a while back.
Penis.
He said the Jets were the only offer he received. I wonder why the Pats were supposedly so interested in him just 1 year earlier, but not at all this year. I think he would have helped this team. He's also a well-respected leader. This year's outside linebacker situation is worse than the 06 receiver situation. At least they brought in a couple of guys throughout the year. This year, our lack of a pass rush will be the death of us. I realized after the Jets win in overtime a couple of weeks ago that I actually hate the Jets more than I love the Pats. I was more upset that they won than happy that we did. don't know what that means. I just hope we win this week. I am not emotionally prepared for a loss. By the way, Andy, you've been funny lately. Keep it up.
I've always been funny.
Freddie, you may have, you might have to trademark that. I'm not emotionally prepared for a loss.
I was actually thinking T-shirts would have sold.
What
that
would,
was
what
your
would
best.
Be the image?
I don't know.
No.
Keep it cheap and just make it a white shirt with black text.
I am not emotionally prepared to lose this game. Linden,
they make it a Patriots Jets logo. I mean, it's a Patriots Jets shirt.
Yeah,
we don't do those anymore. I had a great idea for a Halloween one, and they poo-pooed it. Would have sold great, I'm just saying.
Linden from Colton, California. I was reading an article yesterday about the turnovers. They were saying that the Falcons joined an exclusive club by being just the 12th team AFL-NFL merger to go 4 games without a turnover. No team has gone 5 games with no turnovers. At this point, I started thinking about the Patriots, realizing that they've gone the last 3 with no turnovers. Do you think the Pats join this exclusive club this week and finish the Jets with no turnovers?
Nope.
You think they will have a turnover?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they will.
Wow.
I don't think they'll turn it over again.
Talk about what?
This year.
Are you being funny? Or?
No.
No, of course they will.
No, I don't think they will.
Totally devaluing that record then if the Falcons do it and we do it the next week.
All right.
Just tells you how bad the league is now. Things that couldn't happen for 30 years are happening
isn't
multiple
times. Is the Falcons
times.
Still going on?
Yeah, but they were like, what was it, the 5th team to do it since the merger?
Yeah.
Now if the 6th team joins them a week later, wah, wah, 2010 stinks.
Right. It was like I was so
the year there was no defense.
After we won, you know, the undefeated regular season, the Colts were right there ready to do it, you know, what, the next season?
To devalue.
Yeah.
They both were.
Yeah.
Saints and the Colts.
Yeah. Derek from the University of Arizona, we talked about Mendes yesterday, and he says, first of all, what the hell is Mendes? Seinfeld? Is that the show that's on when you stay home from school? I kid, of course, but I do not know what Mendes is. I didn't listen to the show live yesterday, and it's a good thing I didn't listen in class because I can't afford to bust out laughing in lecture hall twice in the same semester. And what was up with the argument at the end of the show? Kevin's "That's Gay" and Paul and Andy's disgust with his answer for every other team's stadium noise / mascot was about as awkward as Steve Young and Matt Millen's fight on the air a few weeks ago. For the record, I personally like the Panthers' cat noise. Sure, it's a little gay, but it is still unique and fits well with that mascot. It's Jets week, so much at stake. Anyway, I don't have a pair of Ugg slippers, but I do have some nice suede black ones. Okay, so if we still talk football on the show, week 2...
Screw you. We talked football all day yesterday.
We've been talking a lot of football.
Breaking down matchups, breaking it down to key matchups.
In between Ugg and all that stuff, we talk some football.
What if since that we have the musket men, Andy, we could just play the AK-47 shotgun during the stadium?
Will you just get off of that? I'm only kidding. I like AK-47. I wish you'd do more, but it's hard. It's hard to do. Let's see.
You notice how Paul just tunes out. Pizza's here.
While he's eating.
Yeah, but you are able to eat and contribute.
Yeah.
He's in the zone over there.
It's also why I don't burp in the middle of a sentence.
That is true.
That's what makes Fred great, though.
I'm taking down all that air, and it's hard. Week 2, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and Taylor combined for 15 rushes for 33 yards. Falk rushed 5 times for 22. I expect to see a heavy dose of Woodhead, kind of like Woody versus Baltimore, similar defense. 11 rushes for 63 yards. I'd be happy if they can establish the run and maybe add in some creative play calls. I think we'd all be happy for that. Wouldn't you? No?
What would be considered a creative play call?
Triple reverse, end around, flea flicker, Hail Mary.
Fred, what would be considered a creative play call?
One that works.
I don't really have a... I didn't really have a point. I was
end around to a tight end.
I personally think the Patriots offense
is pretty creative.
Is very innovative and very creative. Every week.
Yeah.
Now, we see it every game, so... There are elements that we recognize, but I think that they do a very good job of not repeating themselves from week to week, from month to month. Again, we know what's coming. We see formations. We see different things that are tips for us because we've seen it every day for, you know, practice after practice in the summer, and it's the same stuff they're running that we're familiar with. But I don't think that they lock themselves into patterns very often.
No.
I think they're very creative.
I do,
and
too.
Even when they do, they're
they
creative
don't always
patterns
work.
At times.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that don't work. You know, that tight end end around in Denver that year was a very creative play call that lost 11 yards.
And that fake screen one way, screen the other way is creative. I think it takes a hell of a long time to develop and doesn't work all that
one
often.
Of the almost
that,
got Brady killed.
One of the things that fans get frustrated at, that I think we do too, is...
Didn't we run a flea flicker too on
yep.
this?
Yeah, is the pass on first down incompletion, you automatically run on second down. It's not just the Patriots. A lot of teams do that. It's like they get afraid to pass again. And, you know, I think fans get
There's
frustrated
There's only two options
that.
On every play.
I understand.
Run or throw. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Josh from Lehigh... let me start off by saying I love the show and listen live as much as possible. Now on to the Jets. Personally, I think the Jets are overrated, and I'm sick of hearing how good this team is and how they win without playing their best game. That's BS. They haven't played a tough schedule, and the teams they've beaten, other than the Week 2 win versus the Pats, they needed to pull it out late. Why doesn't anyone seem to think that maybe instead of Jets winning without playing their best, they are winning while playing their best and beating these lowly teams? Broncos, Browns, Lions, and Texans by a few points because they are only a few points better than these teams. I've watched almost every Jets game this year, and I'm not impressed. On the Monday night game, I think Tom Brady will put this team on his shoulders and lead us to victory. There's no better big game quarterback than Brady. This guy, Gruden's voice, is the only guy I want to have under center in a big game like this one coming up, and Captain Checkdown, Mark Sanchez, will fold under pressure in the cold New England weather. Go Pats.
Certainly all plausible.
That's another thing. You know, we haven't really talked about weather or how that might be a factor. But Sanchez, you know, last year was his first year. Didn't have that great a year.
He went to USC, too.
Obviously, you know, in the second game here in Foxborough, really lost the game for the Jets. The Jets played a good game otherwise. If it wasn't for those interceptions, they might have won that game. And does weather affect this guy? We don't have enough of a basis to, you know, make a conclusion on that, but it could be a factor.
It will be a factor, I think. I mean, it's supposed to be in the mid-20s and windy. That's going to be a factor. Whether it changes the game, I don't know, but it's something that you will have to deal with.
Yeah,
he played well in Cincinnati in the playoffs, and he played well in the Meadowlands in the last game before that against Cincinnati when Cincinnati was kind of rolling over. But you don't know. There's not enough of a sample. I agree with Freddie. That's an X factor.
Yeah.
To me, you don't know how he's going to handle it, because he could come out in, you know, as one of the New York guys that I mentioned earlier in the week. I forget who said it now.
Mensa?
No. You know, do you fully expect him? Are you fully comfortable that he won't come out and have one of those stink bombs and go 14 for 33 for 160 yards with three picks? No, I don't think those games are behind him yet.
Right.
Yep. Have we as put much Brady as I think stink he's... bombs in his past?
No.
Yes. Does Brady have stink bombs?
No, I said have we put them in his past?
No, but the thing is,
because I think he's a guy, for as great as he is, every once in a while lays us a four-pick stinker, a three-pick stinker.
The difference space is between stinkers, we know now is large.
But what if he has one coming?
He might. Listen, you can't discount it, but track record comes into play.
No, I know.
Odds.
The only part of that last email, I agree with the whole thing, other than I don't think the Jets are overrated, but I do think that they've had a very easy schedule. The better team to me is the Jets. The better quarterback is the difference, and that's why I think the Patriots will win. I think they have the better player at the most important position, but top to bottom, I think the better talent is on the other side.
Well, see, that's where I'll agree with you. The better talent is the Jets. The better team may not be the Jets.
Here we go with the semantics again.
Oh, it makes a difference, Paul.
I think the better how team, no matter which way you want to describe it, how they play together, how they bend and pull games out that they have no business winning, the Jets are better. The Patriots have a much, 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 much better quarterback, and that's why they, will win
that
this
one
game.
Position. But early in the season, you guys would make fun of me. Who on the Jets would you trade for the Patriots? They have a better roster.
And I would say that now.
I kind of agree
that's
with you,
talent.
Fred. I think they're the better team right now.
I think
the Patriots are the better team. But I would take the Jets' talent.
Well, you put the Jets' talent with Bill Belichick, and now all of a sudden.
Funny, Jaworski was asked that this morning and took the Patriots with Rex Ryan.
Oh, yeah?
If you swap just the coaches.
Really?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that was the question.
He said that the Patriots
I'll take Rex Ryan.
Pretty true.
He said the Patriots with Rex Ryan coaching would beat the Jets with Bill Belichick coaching?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I think he was going with Brady.
That's absolute
insanity. I think he was
actually
using your argument and just going with Brady.
That's insanity.
I think he has decided Brady is the most important aspect of anything, of the whole thing. That.
Well, I think he's right. The question is to what degree. I think he is the most important thing.
And Rex Ryan, I think we can agree, is a pretty good coach. You're not trading a great coach for a crap coach. You're trading a pretty good coach for a great coach, and the pretty good coach might help that defense. Yeah. That
I think if Belichick was the coach of the Jets, they would be as good on offense as they are on defense. That's what I think. I think Rex Ryan is totally devoted to defense and doesn't put enough effort into offense.
I agree with that.
So I think if you put Belichick over there with that talent, I don't think they'd lose.
Maybe.
Now, I didn't necessarily mean
this. As long as that talent buys into Belichick.
I didn't necessarily mean this to be a semantic argument, but what are you guys basing on better team? Like, what is your definition of a team?
I think the cohesion, the timeliness
of plays.
You don't
think the Jets are playing together?
No.
You don't think they've bought in?
I don't think they have as many guys buying in like the Patriots are doing in terms of making plays and the whole all-for-one, one-for-all crap.
I do. I mean, I would have definitely had my reservations coming out of Hard Knocks, but based on what I've seen, I'm sold. I think they bought into Rex Ryan's system and are playing together every bit as a team.
But it's not about just buying in. It's I don't know. I can't explain it. I just think the Patriots are the better team right now. I think whereas the Jets are, you know, they've made plays. Sanchez has made plays. Holmes has made plays late. I just feel like the Patriots, that list goes much deeper. And I don't think it's physical gifts because I do think the Jets are physically gifted.
If you wanted to argue that they're playing better, I think I would agree. The Patriots have played better of late than
the
Jets.
I mean, that's part of it.
I don't think they're a better team. I just think the last couple of games they've played better than the Jets have played the last couple of games.
Well, now we're getting to semantics. I don't really know what the question is.
Are the Miami Heat a better team than the LA Lakers?
No, but the Boston Celtics are a better team than the Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat are not more talented than the Los Angeles Lakers, and neither are they a better talented team than the Boston Celtics.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're not.
What is that noise?
Why are we hearing something? Why are you looking the other way and ignoring us?
He doesn't hear us.
Yes.
I don't know what he's doing. Anyway, Tracy in Vegas wants to know where she can get a copy of that G-Force photo that we keep talking about.
You'll have to join the Spanish newsletter on Patriots.com. Is that how?
Right.
How do you do that?
Sign up for it.
Say, hola, me llamo Tracy.
There's an Espanol site clip button on Patriots.com.
There is? That's inappropriate, and we apologize for our poor producer.
Mary Beth from Syracuse says,
do we know Mary?
We were talking earlier about confidence. She said, would you prefer your coach to be a cowering idiot? Confidence works for me. I don't know if she's talking about Ryan or Belichick, but they're both confident
in
their own
ways.
Right.
As they should. But not too many coaches lack confidence. I think most of them are confident when you reach the head coach level.
Yeah.
Or at least display confidence, even if they don't have it internally.
Rodrigo in Atlanta, don't know if you noticed, but when talking about the corners, Rex said they were touching each other.
No.
So
I did. I chuckled.
Who was touching
Wilson
each other?
Wilson and McCourty. They were touching each other. That's how close they were coming out of
the draft.
Could you imagine Bill answering that question the same way Rex did, by the way? No, I don't get it. It's a hypothetical.
Right. No. If we didn't take, you know, Devin, we would have taken Kyle. He would never say that. Ever. Ever.
No.
Hello, my name is Logan, and I'm from Indiana. I was wondering how big of an impact Logan Mankins will have in the Jets game on Monday. He's one of my favorite Patriots players, and I'm glad to see him on the field again. He could have a huge impact.
You think?
Everyone's saying you want to establish the run.
Well, but a power-based run or a Woody-based run?
Power.
I'm not so sure.
No? You don't think he can help that?
Well, I think he could help that, but I'm not sure that's the way to victory. You're a more powerful front with Logan Mankins. There's no doubting that. You're probably a better running game with Logan Mankins. There's no doubting that. But I think they're going to run out of some of the passing situation spread sets. And I still think he helps you there, but I don't think it's quite as big a deal as if you were looking to come out and run the ball 35 times down their throat.
All right. James Edwards says from North Carolina, I know they have tried to play it down leading up to this big game, but I get the sense that Danny Woodhead is going to be really pumped up to beat the Jets. Also, given that both teams have had 11 days between games to prepare for this one, don't you expect both teams to put in some new formations and plays to help throw off any preparation by the other team?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see something new, a wrinkle.
Yeah, you'll see wrinkles on both sides.
But I don't think.
But there's only so much you can do.
The Patriots aren't going to come out in the wishbone
at this
and say
point.
We're a wishbone team now.
Right.
Something dramatic like that. I think you could see a play on offense, a look on defense, a blitz on defense, whatever. But I still think it's on a limited time basis, and you just hope it's an impact play when you use it.
Right. We'll go to break, but before we do, Dee from Michigan's very upset. I guess she's been on the pro shop, and she says, are they serious? No plans for a McCurdy jersey. He is a legitimate candidate right now for Defensive Rookie of the Year, and no jersey. Fix this, Fred.
That is ridiculous. There's no plans to have a McCourty jersey. I thought once we draft a guy
in the first round, we make sure we have jerseys of his. We'll have to call and find out about that.
We should. Be.
All
and
right.
He should have a jersey.
Yeah.
He's got five interceptions.
Well,
and
they can't
like
just come out of air and make them. You know, they have to order them.
They have a freaking Woodhead youth.
But I would think that, you know,
enough said.
Him being a first-round pick, they would have them. Anyway.
An impact first-round pick. He's already shown you he can play. He starts.
Well,
he's changing games. Woodhead was not on this team until week three,
well,
and they have jerseys.
There's a difference between the replicas and the authentics.
Do you own one, Andy?
No. Why would I own a Woodhead jersey?
You have a big head jersey.
This isn't a replica authentic argument. They don't have McCourty shirts.
Right.
Authentic, replica, T-shirt, whatever.
No,
they don't have them.
Andy's saying they do have Woodhead shirts.
No, McCourty.
Right, we know they don't.
And I don't know for
so
sure. I've just read that they have Woodhead and it's
well,
a hot
I saw
item.
Something on no, Twitter yesterday.
But she might be talking
Someone
about
was asking McCourty yesterday where they can get his shirt, and he said he didn't know. I saw it on Twitter yesterday because I followed
that's
Devin.
Ridiculous.
Now, maybe ridiculous. Maybe Devin is mistaken. I just assumed that he would know where his shirt was available.
Yeah.
It's terrible. You don't think he should have a jersey? He's
I
a
do.
Hot guy
and,
in
you know,
a football sense.
Andy's point is Woodhead came in mid-season, and they recognized that he was contributing, right. And they went out and got shirts. I don't care what kind
okay.
of shirts.
So
they did. Why didn't they do it for McCourty?
So I think that either they don't have Woodhead or she's just talking about authentic.
Well, I know they have Woodhead.
And you can get
well,
authentic.
The highest selling shirt in the pro shop right now is a Woodhead youth shirt.
And you can get an authentic in anything you want.
Because the kids have obviously...
That's how you order it by number and write crap right, head on the back
Kevin,
or whatever you want.
Let's take a break. While we're
what
on
are
break,
disrespect
could you give a call to Ken Flanders
Getting
for
angry.
Me? Thank you.
When the boss says it.
For those that want Patriot Talk when other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
You have to do it. PFW in Progress on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking like newspapers, you know, when you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
That was another unpredictable. Now's your chance. Hit up the PFW guys at 508-543-7482 or email webradio@patriots.com.
All right, back here. What'd you find out, Kevin?
Flanders, his phone went to voicemail, so I'll keep calling him.
Hi. Now, I noticed you were on the website. Did you see any jerseys?
No, there? I haven't found. They're definitely not a jersey. I'm going to look for the T-shirts now.
What about Woodhead? Was there a Woodhead?
I didn't see a jersey.
Well, Mike Reese told me yesterday that the Woodhead youth jersey is the leading seller in the pro shop right now. And I saw, coincidentally, on Twitter yesterday, as I said, Devin McCourty, someone asked him where they could get a shirt, and he said he can't find them.
Well, that's unacceptable.
I put two and two together and assumed that they are selling Woodhead shirts, but they are not selling McCourty shirts.
Okay.
Now, if that's incorrect, I apologize 1,000 times to you, Ken Flanders.
Well, we'll see. Maybe there's somebody from
one of my favorite guys in this organization, by the way, Ken Flanders.
Why don't Shop Talk can deal with it? Does that still exist?
Yeah, not so much, Ian.
Crickets. It doesn't? I thought there was as long
yeah,
as
I,
a month
I think
it
they
does.
Have,
it was yesterday.
They have something, yeah.
Maybe that's what she's referencing. Did she ask them yesterday and is angry that they told her no?
I don't know.
Dee, get back to us. Clear this up.
Paul in London.
Paulo!
I guess we've opened up a can of worms with the pro shop. He's very upset that trying to get some stuff bought from the pro shop and they wanted to charge $150 delivery to the UK.
Well, it is across a big
yeah.
pond.
Yeah, it's not exactly in this country.
So I don't know what the rules are there. But
what they didn't tell you is that $150 actually goes to our lunch.
But he said then he went to NFL.com. And he got charged for two deliveries, 18 times two, so it was only $36.
That's indefensible. 150
do?
For us and 18 for
36. Yeah.
For who?
You went to the NFL pro shop.
Oh, no.
So that's not so good.
Maybe it is going to our lunch.
Luca forget writes it. In,
hey,
guys,
gonna say.
And Eric.
Not going to my health care.
By the way, is Eric coming by?
Eric will be by later.
Okay. biggest game of the season coming up. I can't
yep.
wait. Have a question.
Win and you go to the Super Bowl, lose and you don't.
Which team wouldn't you want to see in the playoffs? My money is on
San
the Chargers.
Diego.
And which team will be in the Super Bowl from the NFC? My money's on the Saints.
Packers,
really?
I'm just sticking with them because I said it in the beginning of the year.
It's tough. Philly,
San Diego.
Philly had a little bit
Baltimore
of
Baltimore are the two teams I do not want to see in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if I can pick two, Baltimore will be second.
San Diego right now, I think. If they do what I think they're going to do, that's a big if. You know, we just automatically
right.
assume North Turner never loses in December. You know, they're going to be 11-5 and rolling. I don't want to see them if
I
that's
I just
the
think
case.
Phillip Rivers in this secondary, not,
Kansas
not a good
Kansas City could be that surprise team from the West.
Yeah, I'll play them in their place. I'll play a doubleheader in
it's
their
place,
place if they
go.
Want to.
Tough place to go play. They have that good pregame entertainment with the mascot on the scooter.
That's
and
gay.
The wrestling. If you can't cheer for a 7-4 football team.
Lucas also says Gronk will have a huge game. Book it.
He's shaking his head. In the
I
room.
Agree. G-Force.
Yeah, I think the tight ends will be important. The Jets have had problems, as one of our emailers pointed out earlier. David Harris, David Harris and Bart Scott were talking about that. They really didn't have an answer for Aaron Hernandez in the first game. They tried a lot of different things, zone, man, getting physical, corners on them. That's an issue for them. They've had trouble with tight ends this year, and I expect Gronkowski to continue his recent upswing.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's played well lately.
He's a good player.
I mean, not that he's played that much better, but statistically he's showing up more. Let's put it that way.
Nano Steel writes in. He says, I was skimming Eric's weekly
blog. Is that your cousin?
Nano Steel?
Yeah, Jake Steel. Nano Steel.
Oh, no.
Is he related to you?
Maybe. Maybe some distant relative. Who knows?
What does that mean? Microscopic steel?
Nano?
Isn't that what nano means?
Maybe. I was skimming Eric's weekly blog post to see how he once again managed to avoid getting any action on his latest road trip when I caught the words spent the night, nursing, and dirty blonde all in one sentence.
Nope.
However, on a more careful reading, it
you
became clear that
one,
Eric was
way,
just referring
Andy.
To taking baby sips of a blonde ale all night, and the only action he got was watching portly Paul shovel food down his gullet.
Did he put that photo up, by the way?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Eric did enticingly taunt the blog readers by cryptically mentioning that he had his reason for drinking a blonde ale like it was from a sippy cup. Clearly, the suspense is killing PFW Nation. Pray tell, Eric, what are your reasons? I'm actually disappointed in myself for even thinking that Eric might have been able to grease the gears in the Motor City. His use of the word nurse should have tipped me off immediately, as we all know, old man Perillo is the only one with the anatomy to pull off any nursing. Wow. Nano really killing you.
Suckle your teats.
I don't get it. I happen to be married to a nurse.
Yeah. No, you have teats.
But I don't.
But you do.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
They're hairy.
Breaking news, according to strippers, the Boston Bruins have traded Marco Sturm to the Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, that's wow. Great news.
It's a big trade.
That is fantastic.
Why?
Because I think Marco Sturm stinks, and they needed to get the cap space.
Yeah, frees up a bunch of money.
So what'd they get for him?
I don't care.
Probably nothing. They just needed to get under the cape.
Cape?
Cap. Now I'm Fred.
Cape.
Now they don't have to get rid of Michael Ryder.
Another Pro Shop beat, Christian with a TIAN, says the Pro Shop doesn't have Pat's player sweatpants, and the Pro Shop doesn't have Blue Crew sweatshirt that Belichick and Tom Brady wear. Why?
Flanders is the only useless person here.
I don't know. Go to NFL.com. It's cheaper shipping anyway.
It only costs you $18 to get a shirt.
Freddie, I'm going to keep calling Flanders, and when I get him, I'll
cell phone. Call Jeff Brighton back.
I already called Jeff, and then I ended up getting Scollins, and he deferred to Flanders. And I called Perriello, too.
Oh, Scollins couldn't answer?
I'll tell you. Scollins said, one can point the fingers.
He's throwing. They're all pointing
you
the
should know how to
Flanders.
Deal with this, because this is how you operate. So
it's
how
true.
Do you get through this?
You stepped on my punchline.
Oh, sorry.
Point at Dvorkin. That's all I do.
By the way, says Christian, the Eric will be by later line never gets old.
It really doesn't.
Well, Andy, I got to give Andy full credit for that one.
Freddie, I don't even know why we have this, but I keep getting this when I call him.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Because that's what you always get.
Because we called him once every day.
I don't know why Doc has that in there.
I'm telling you.
Warren says you can get a Spikes t-shirt from the Pro Shop. Maybe they ran out of McCourty.
You can get a Spikes t-shirt. I saw that up there. But I did not
see. I could have sworn I saw a McCourty t-shirt.
I asked Jim. He's the only one I got on the phone, and he said they don't sell Woodhead jerseys.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Maybe. Can I take Mike Reese's word over the guy?
He wrote it, too, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's why I'm trying to get to the bottom of
this. Maybe he's not including youth. Did you ask specifically what about youth?
No. I just asked
what about the two youths.
Why would you make a youth jersey and not a regular for a player?
Because he's a wee little guy that kids can relate to.
He's an icon to kids because he's so small.
But
they
I
can
still
play
think
with
you
him.
Would go through
they
the trouble of
they can dream of being Danny Woodhead.
Every kid. I've seen Woodhead jerseys in the stands.
Like Justin Pedroia is the highest selling shirt, I'm sure, for the Red Sox.
Yeah, but you would order adults too, not just.
Oh, then I would question that.
I think kids and women like Dustin Pedroia because he's a cute little guy.
He's like a little elf.
Welcome to the Laser
Show.
He could
be in Santa's Village.
I like him because he's funny when he says stuff like that.
And then you remember what
happened. We haven't heard from Iggy in Madrid in a long time.
Iggy!
Cabeza can grande, mata, mata. Still following the path, still following you guys every day, even if I haven't written in a while. Here are some of my thoughts that, as a foreigner, I do not understand the NFL, probably due to our different cultural backgrounds.
No, it's probably because of the NFL.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Iggy.
First is tolerance with performance-enhancing drugs, especially steroids. You get only 4 games of suspension. It's not about cheating. It's about the player's health. If you are juicing, you should be suspended at least for 8 weeks and repeated offenders the whole season.
Well, repeated offenders are the whole season. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Second time, it's a full year.
Yeah.
First time,
but
it's
it is
only
harsher
four games.
Than
it's harsher than baseball.
It's
not
about,
now.
Yeah, it's about the same.
Is it now? It's 30 games now, right?
It's fit. No, it's 50. Oh, 50 something.
Well, that's harsher. That's a third of their season. You're only doing a quarter of your season.
Yeah, it is actually.
How much? Second thing is how much you guys value draft picks. A fifth round for Santonio Holmes. A three for Randy Moss. I know every situation is different, but taking into account that the draft is a crapshoot, especially after the 15th or 20th player, I would happily give up my second and third rounds on every year's draft for an established NFL player. This includes not only Mankins, Vincent Jackson, and the like. I'm talking about lesser players like Desmond Bishop, Antoine Winfield, Corey Webster, Justin Durant, Antoine Kaysen, to name a few. Good, solid starters that I know can help me now.
I agree.
No, it's always they've always overvalued future draft picks in the NFL.
And people still do it. Like, yeah. I think Randy Moss went in the toilet, and that's why people looking at that. A third-round pick for Randy Moss is a steal.
I think if
for the team acquiring
Randy Moss.
If he's
going to play well, yeah. If he's
now,
play,
it didn't work. No trade is a sure thing. It didn't work. There's no argument to be said that it worked out for Minnesota. He completely was useless for them. They got rid of him less than a month later. It was a complete and total disaster. But they didn't pay too much to acquire a guy of his skill.
Right, but if you compare it to Holmes, who's a fifth
That worked.
Every bit as much.
Worked.
You know you're going to get Holmes for longer, and the four-game suspension, well, you could assume Moss is going to put himself on a self-imposed four-game suspension
every
year.
Absolutely. My point is, a first-round pick,
just so
okay.
Weird.
Now, that's a roll of the dice.
Didn't
that's
we get
not
two fifths for Ellis Hobbs?
Yeah. Well, didn't we also trade something else?
Apparently, we now have a pizza quota. The pizza's been taken away by Kevin.
He's taking it home for dinner.
We can only have so much.
You meant like someone came down here and said, why did you take so much
pizza?
No.
You don't need
anymore.
You
know, like Michelle Murphy was still
I went to the Y last night.
You packed fudge in your mouth this morning.
One little piece.
I just made
Paul just, what do you call that when you spray your drink through your nose?
He said you packed fudge in your mouth. How could I not?
And he actually didn't mean it that way.
No, I kind of did, just so you know.
No, you didn't.
I didn't know I would get that reaction from him. But...
No, you didn't.
I snarfed.
The third thing that Iggy says is the prohibition of getting money involved in a trade for a player. If you like the player and you're willing to pay for him, why not? You could still maintain parity by making that money or part of it count against the cap.
Yeah, I just think with a hard cap, that's a tough thing to deal with.
Legislate.
It's all about the game.
Work with.
I think it would open up the door for some shady business.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know why it doesn't pass the sniff test, but it doesn't.
Yeah, well, a team that maybe has a little bit more cap room than another could maybe get out of problems.
But why is that an issue?
I don't know.
In the NBA. I mean, I know they have a softer cap. But
the NBA cap is
well, the money,
a disgrace.
Like Iggy says, the money that you pay to, let's say, the Raiders would have to count against their cap. You know, if you give $10 million for a player, that would count against the Raiders' cap.
But shouldn't it count against your cap?
Well, his salary would.
No, but you are...
You're taking on the guy's salary, so you're going to get that anyway. But...
I know, but you're using money had to have value, and you're not being charged for that value on your cap.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe.
You're giving them $10 million because it's of value to you. You feel like you're getting something out of it. Yeah. And in the NFL, if you're getting something out of something money-wise, it's supposed to go to your cap.
Yeah. Now you're getting into all the FIFA transfer fees and all that stuff.
It'd be weird to me.
Now you're in Qatar.
You know, speaking of those transfer, well, I don't
want to
finish with you can finish with Iggy. Does Iggy have some
more
things?
Done. Thanks, Iggy.
Iggy, what do you think of Qatar?
Gracias, Iggy.
Or
Cutter.
Cutter.
The transfer fees, did you see the UFL? That's been the UFL season is over now.
It's like $50,000 or something.
And
$150,000.
It's $150,000.
Oh. But it's negotiable. Wow. And it doesn't include futures contracts, and you can sign a guy to your practice squad if he has practice squad eligibility and then promote him and not have to pay the transfer fee.
Which somebody did.
Oh, they did already?
Yeah. I think someone did that.
But the interesting ones are like the veterans. I mean, Brian St. Pierre, would he have been...
Luke McCown.
Some one of the quarterbacks, Jeff Garcia or Dante Culpepper or... Although the guy who won like the MVP, I never even heard of.
Well, there was a guy
third stringer from some team.
There was a guy that I never heard the name, defensive lineman, I think, who says if it weren't for this fee, he'd be a Jet now. Now I don't know if the guy is blowing smoke. You know, maybe the Jets talked to him and he's, you know, taking it a step too far.
Fred wants soda, Paul. That's the universal symbol for sliding the cup over to you and going and flicking his hand.
So I just flip the Coke back to him.
Barkeep.
You're nowhere near the mic.
You know how they do it in the Westerns? They slide their glass over.
But it is it
doesn't
is
usually fall off on the floor like yours.
Well, they're not made out of paper.
What do you guys think about that? Do you think the UFL should waive that fee? Or should they...
I care less what the UFL does. I really don't.
But what impacts the NFL?
No, not much. Very little.
There are things that you are so ridiculously arrogant about that it baffles
me. Let me ask you a question, business-wise. You're the UFL.
Wouldn't you want to be in bed with the NFL?
To be in bed with the NFL or to establish your own brand?
No, I would want to be in bed with the NFL. I would want to.
Should waive the fee.
The best case scenario.
If you're trying to establish
me,
your own brand, then you built a value in a guy that the other league wants, then you should be compensated for
it. I don't mind the fee.
Four?
I think it's perfectly reasonable for the UFL to
ask
for
a fee. I do too.
They
gave these guys a chance.
Right.
They gave them some.
They kept them in shape.
Ability to promote themselves.
I don't mind the fee either. I'm with you guys.
Yeah. I also don't think it's that much money. If you want
it isn't.
Pay it.
Right.
No. My point, I definitely think that they should try to align themselves with the NFL. They should be working together. I think the best case scenario ever, I mean, pie in the sky scenario for the UFL is that you become a legitimate minor league.
Right.
For the league, a feeder system.
Taylor Price is playing for the Hartford Colonials this weekend.
So, you know, I don't know. It just seems to me that there should be more, more of a partnership.
But they have
there.
To make money, too.
More of a
and,
maybe
that
well, part
maybe,
of the way you make money is the NFL teams pay $150,000.
But maybe that door
is
not open
right now. And if Taylor Price
was
playing for the Hartford Colonels this weekend, people might go to see that.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying.
But maybe
I'm
the
sure
door is not open.
Would.
Maybe the NFL has been kind of abrasive with the UFL, so they're going to be abrasive back
not,
until there
I'm
is a two-way street.
I'm not putting this on
street.
The UFL. I think the NFL is maybe not willing enough. I mean, just the fact that they won't pay. They want these players. It's clear. There's enough interest in the Garcias and the McCowns that we've talked about that they want to at least kick the tires on some of these guys. There's been tryouts. Guys have been in for tryouts. Nick Novak was a kicker for Cincinnati. But they won't sign a guy because of $150,000. You know, is it that important to you? I mean, I don't get it.
I don't have a lot of money.
Warren sends us a link to the Danny Woodhead youth jersey.
Thank you.
The Pro Shop. So it does exist. It does indeed exist.
Now, is it just a small jersey or does it say Woodhead Youth?
It says Woodhead Youth.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
What?
I didn't know if it was a youth jersey or if it actually said Woodhead Youth on it.
The jersey you wear says youth on it under Woodhead?
That's what Fred just said.
No, in the categories it says Woodhead Youth.
How you? But not on the jersey.
But not on the jersey.
No, not on the jersey.
Look at that look he's giving.
Jesus. Brian.
What is wrong with you today?
Why would the jersey say Woodhead Youth?
I thought it was...
It's a cult.
You know, exactly, Andy.
Oh, I see.
I apologize.
You are the youth of Woodhead.
I apologize
like
for assuming
Nation.
That there
yes.
might have been some creativity involved, and we started a cult of Woodhead
Paul,
Youth.
Creativity's gay. If you can't cheer for a 9-2
exactly.
team.
Exactly. My bad.
That one will
you
haunt
think
you.
We just draw it up in the dirt?
What do you think about Eric?
Based on our sales, yes, I do.
What?
Wow.
I said Eric's here.
I don't see Eric. Hey!
He'll be by later.
Chewing a toothpick.
Wow. Is he wearing a fedora, too?
Why are you chewing a toothpick? Oh, never
thing.
Mind. I got that look.
They must have had appetizers in
he
the
don't
media
say
room.
Much. He just gives you that
Did
look.
They have scallops wrapped in bacon down in the media workroom?
Brown.
So, gotta
you know
go.
What? That email is right. You have been funny lately.
Brown and blue Argyle sweater. Sort of a is it a crew neck or a V-neck?
It's a tight V like Brian Morey
like
wears,
Brian Morey.
If you had a tie on, you'd look as bad as Brian Morey did that day.
A blue barn coat.
You know, I was thinking
that's
of Brian Morey
called,
a little earlier
coat?
In the show.
It's called a barn jacket, but it's navy blue.
I don't know if it's navy blue.
It's dark
I just
blue.
Thought of something
that's
I can't
navy.
Say. It's not navy. That's not navy. Navy
yeah,
is almost
is.
Black.
That's navy blue.
This is navy
no,
blue.
No.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you, navy blue is very dark.
I can't believe we're having
how
this
much
argument,
darker
but,
is this?
But Eric, I'm with you. That's navy
thank
blue.
No, I can't believe you're still
pants.
Stunned at any
that's
argument
navy
we have.
Blue.
That's not navy blue.
Yeah, it is.
It's navy blue.
I'm telling
it's
you, it
blue.
Isn't. I'm telling
where
you,
where is it from? Where's it from?
J. Crew.
Go to the J. Crew site. Look up the blue barn
care.
Jacket and see what they call the blue.
I know
the
what navy blue is.
The
item
blue.
You don't know from navy.
I don't care what it says on the J. Crew catalog page.
As someone who respects people and their service, you should know what navy blue is.
Of course, I know what navy blue is.
That is not navy blue.
AK-47 on his bag.
Exactly.
Navy blue is very dark. From a distance, it almost looks black. That does not look very dark from a distance. Sorry. Stick to my guns.
Like Randall Blue Gay?
You can stick to your guns all you want.
I know. Keep sticking.
It might have been.
Stick them anywhere you want.
If it's navy blue, it's very, very faded.
Oh, now
he's insulting you, Jack.
Now, if it's navy blue,
he's insulting
get some new clothes, lame-o. Why is it so faded?
Yeah, that's not very nice.
Oh, give me a raise and maybe I'll get some new clothes.
Oh, well,
you're not getting a raise.
Actually, I was thinking the other way, Eric.
I had to break it to you.
Yeah. So, Eric, what do you got for us?
A toothpick.
Anybody?
Is that a toothpick in your mouth?
Okay, it's Thursday on the calendar, but it's really a Wednesday.
Yes.
Right? So anybody want to guess whether or not Tom Brady was at the first official practice of the week?
Yes. He was there.
Paul?
I'll say yes.
You are correct. He was there.
Because he already missed the other day, right?
He missed Monday.
Right.
But that wasn't really part of the work
week. I know, but
for
so,
me it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, Brady was there. Ron Brace also returned after having missed Tuesday.
How about Leon Washington?
No, what's the guy?
Leon Washington? Dwayne Washington.
How about Lorenzo?
Lorenzo. Lorenzo Washington.
Lorenzo!
Yeah, he was there.
Okay, good.
He
Just
was
making
there.
Sure.
Right. So the only missing were Will Hite, Neal, Pryor, and Wright. Those four were also missing on Tuesday. Full pads again. They hadn't been doing it on Wednesdays, but they're back. It's an important game this week, fellas.
Plus they had some time.
Plus they had yesterday
off.
That's
why I figured Brady would be back.
Yeah.
If he's not back now, that'd really be concerned.
Right. Beautiful day, sunny, 40s out there, Fred. Not a cloud in the sky.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it raining?
Actually, kind of a mild 40 degrees.
Mild 40 degrees.
Yeah.
All
right. Very up-tempo start. Very good, like a lot of laughter during stretching.
Yeah.
And as soon as they broke for the positional
feeling very
drills. It was, I'd say, a confident, lively, a lot of coaches yelling.
Pepper.
Not yelling in a mean way, but like exhorting players. They did the gauntlet drill for the offense.
Chad O'Shea
Ivan was all revved up for that. And then on the other side, Pepper was simulating the quarterback, and the guys had to come in and try to strip him of the ball. Very lively with that. Made a couple of guys do it over again because he didn't like the effort they gave on one of them.
Kyle Arrington?
No.
Well, they were talking about on ESPN that's one of the weaknesses of Sanchez, that he ball protection.
So that's what they were working on right off the bat.
I didn't laugh.
I'm waiting for Andy. But
I didn't laugh on that.
I
made Paul spit his soda out his nose.
You did? You snarked?
He said that Fred was packing fudge in his mouth.
He didn't even listen. He missed the punchline.
I did. I heard what he said.
And he didn't laugh.
He didn't.
Not,
well, you know, he takes that very seriously, packing fudge.
Oh, see now.
I dabble.
See now.
Now, you brought up Brian Morey earlier. And
I was
thinking of Brian Morey earlier in the show. Because I was thinking.
Oh, by the way, he called me last night.
You know how everybody says this is a big game? Big game. Brian Morey would
say,
it's not that big.
Oh, boy.
Brian Morey would say, this is not that big a game.
I think your chances.
There's a whole month left
he
after this game.
He called me last night. And
if you want to go to Dallas, it is.
Did we write something in PFW that Mr. Brady, I'm talking about Tom Brady's father, would be upset at?
Not that I know of.
Brian Morey said he was talking to Tom Sr. and that he goes, you got to get those guys in line over at PFW. And Brian's like, what are you talking about? I don't work there anymore. He goes, And so I told Brian, I don't know what he's talking about, but if you could find out. Did we write something that he would be upset at?
The only person who would write it would be Eric. What?
Did we do the Tom Brady is the MVP thing and the point-counterpoint 1 week, like in the past month?
Oh,
and
maybe.
Someone said no?
Maybe.
Someone said yes, and someone says no.
Oh, right. Did I argue the no?
Maybe that's it.
Another person who hates Eric.
And we do know.
Well, it
that,
is a point counterpoint. I mean,
right,
it doesn't work if they both agree.
Well, you know, it's like, is Bill Belichick a great coach? Both sides should say yes.
Oh, I have a quote of the week for you, by the way, from Belichick.
I don't have first
down.
Oh,
I'll take it.
You have quote of the week.
About the games that he played
before. The pony rides the canoeing.
The pony rides the canoeing.
Yeah, I suppose we can put that on there, yeah.
You know who asked the question. I don't even have to tell you, do I?
So
exactly.
When you talk about
what
yourself
you guys,
constantly
like,
and no one cares what you have
coaches,
to say.
What did you
I know that
yesterday?
Guy.
Paul, in the recent point counterpoint when we argued the winner of this game is best team in football, which
the
side did
of the
I argue?
The team is the best team in football?
Is that what we argued? That's how it was posted to me this morning on the radio.
I'm doing
the problem
many
is they're like, Andy, we're reading PFW and just came across your thoughts on if the winner of this game was best team in football. So expand upon those. And I'm thinking,
did you say?
I don't know. Which side did I take?
See, that's what I would have said. Did
I would have made
that?
A joke out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have said, refresh my memory. Which side was I on in there? Yes. Right. I agree.
Right.
That's the problem with all the point counterpoints that we do.
You forget which side you are.
We do one in the paper. We do one on All Access that you and Andy do, Fred. Right.
Oh, my God, a bloodbath.
Then Andy and
such.
I do one on the PFW TV show. Oof.
I am now in prison for killing Fred in point counterpoint.
He finally won one, and now he's going to
first
blow.
Of all,
you know what?
I went 5-0 to start the year.
5-0.
Fourier decided he didn't agree with all my thoughts from the next 5 weeks on, and you and Paul made a comeback. I kicked your ass early, but never yesterday. All right. That was a TKO.
I only
he stopped the fight.
I
he
usually
stopped
do
the
it
fight.
With, when I have to do it, it's with Fred because you're not here.
Right.
I only did it with you once. And that was the time that we both declared victory after Revis pulled his hamstring.
We were both right that day.
Well, it's not about who's right after the fact because... You know,
no,
if,
let the
if Santonio Holmes,
away.
No, if
wait, so you
no,
judge
but,
a season
no,
when it's over.
I'm waiting for Fred to be like San Antonio.
If Santonio
Holmes
has a great game, I mean, if Deion Branch has a great game, and that doesn't make, I still lost the argument.
You did.
You know, whether
well,
or not.
You made a bad argument, but we both made very good arguments.
No, but it's not about eventually who's right. It's about who made the better argument, simply. That's all it
well,
is.
Well, then we fought to a draw.
Right.
Wow. Andy's actually submitting.
Because I will be proven right.
Fred submitted to me yesterday.
I will be proven right that Deion Branch will have a bigger impact on the game than Santonio Holmes.
No, you won't. Because we already know they're going to double-team Santonio Holmes.
But if the Jets lose and they don't have...
Oh, now it's about result. You just said it wasn't about result.
The argument, you idiot.
Fred has been
my God,
incredibly
it's like,
Paul Perillo-like
it's
in
like
this show
talking...
today. You could say black and he actually says navy blue. It's unbelievable how... argumentative he's been today.
What do you got?
This
Howard?
Is what I must sound
else?
Like every day.
No, that's it.
No, how was the locker room to you? Because Paul,
it was a slow start and it picked up at the end. Probably a good half dozen players ended up speaking.
Yeah,
led by the young secondary, right? Young
most
secondary
of the,
finishes
most of the
strong
secondary,
on the field and in the locker room.
Yeah, Chung, Jimmy, McCourty, Vince actually talked, which was a rarity midweek. He's usually just I'll get you guys after the game. But he spoke today.
He was persuasive.
Did you listen to Rex Ryan?
They paid him to speak in the locker room now?
I said he was persuaded.
Well, that's how he's persuaded.
What did Rex Ryan have to
say? Bitter, bitter little man.
Anything important?
I had a quick Terrell Suggs quote.
No, he was just normal.
Did you see the Suggs quote when he was asked about the fight?
Not bombastic, no.
He may take a certain quarterback, throw some punches at him and his bad hairdo?
Yeah. Who said that?
Terrell Suggs, threatening Tom Brady.
Oh, I like it. When we play them again.
Well, did you hear about what Hines Ward said? That the team is boycotting all these rules that the NFL has been imposing lately in fines. And by the way they're going to do it is by being even more vicious and hitting even more harder in this game coming up.
More harder?
Did he say more harder? Or is that your
probably
interpretation?
Not. They're idiots.
They're going to boycott the rules.
James Harrison,
really what they're going with here.
James Harrison is... one of the least intelligent players I've ever come across.
But Hines Ward's not supposed to be.
For him not to understand what was illegal about that hit, to me, is laughable. And even worse is all of these ex-football player analysts that shake their heads and say, I don't even know how to talk about this anymore. Trent Dilfer, the other day, he buried his helmet directly into Ryan Fitzpatrick's chest after he threw the football, and they don't understand why he got flagged and fined. You can't hit a guy head first. What is so hard to understand about that?
Yeah.
Why do they think you have to hit a guy in the helmet for it to be illegal?
Yeah. You can't use your helmet as a weapon.
Not to mention that the hit was late, and it was roughing the passer anyway.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
But he got caught. It was a spear. It was a definition of a spear.
All right. Anything else, guys, before we get into around the NFL, take a quick break? No?
We have to get around the NFL already?
Yeah, we have to do it.
No, we don't.
There's no buys this week. And 3, 2, 1. No? Okay. All right, Kevin, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When the boss says it...
For those that want Patriot Talk with other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
You have to do it. PFW in Progress on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right.
I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Now's your chance. Hit up the PFW guys at 508-543-7482 or email webradio@patriots.com.
All right, back here. It's about 1:35 here Eastern Time at Gillette Stadium for all you people listening around the world. And it's Thursday, so we got to go around the NFL. Don't be so excited about it.
Hi-ho. Going to need Jacksonville at Tennessee. Phil.
All right, let's start it off by Paul telling me how bad I did last week.
No, good week for everybody
week.
Yeah. Andy and Eric went 13-3.
Booyah. Wow.
I went 12-4. Fred went 11-5.
Good, Fred.
With the spread, Andy and Eric went 9-7.
Booyah.
And Fred and I went 7-9.
Wow, still picking up
so
games.
So for the season,
I'm coming, baby.
I continue to set the pace. 109-67. Two games ahead of Eric at 107-69, a virtual blowout.
Coming for you, baby.
Andy is 103-73.
Oh, I'm coming.
Fred.
Are you trying?
Yeah.
To come.
And Fred. 96-80.
Awkward.
With the spread, I am also setting the pace at 90-78-8. Eric is 88-80-8. Andy, 83-85-8. And Fred, 83-87-8.
Okay.
Sound like Bill Costa.
That brings us up to date.
Taking it up the rear.
What the hell are you talking about?
Bringing up the rear.
Oh, is that the phrase? Yes. I'm sorry.
He's just like, the hell with it. I'm just going to spew anything out of my mouth that I want.
Good thing you put up my mouth.
All right.
Come out the
you
other
stop
end.
Playing the music.
Playing the role of Eric today is Andy.
No, he just shakes his head. What are you doing? Texting in there?
No, he's on Facebook. He's always on Facebook.
All right, let's start it out.
I've been in since 4 o'clock this morning.
Tonight on Larry King.
For the flower.
The Houston Texans.
For the flower? What's the flower? I know.
The Houston Texans.
Why can't you just give me the one game I was looking for?
The Houston Texans traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles.
The Eagles by 8.
Eagles by
wow,
8.
Wow, people really think Houston's just giving up, huh?
But didn't they win last week?
Yeah, but yeah. They beat the Tennessee. Who? Yeah.
How
another team
is
giving up.
How's the Eagles' run defense?
I don't know.
Crickets.
Okay, apparently we're not NFL analysts.
That was a Fred-like look into the camera.
Right? I will take the home team, but
that
I will.
That was intentional.
See, I'm not going to take the points, because if I'm going to take the home team, the Texans don't play it close. They either win this game on the road or they lose. I'll say they lose. I'll take the Eagles to win in cover. But if you could tell me how the run defense was for the Eagles, it would help my pick.
Coming off that loss to Chicago, I think Philly bounces back. They're at home. I like the Texans to keep it close, though, so I'll take the number.
I will do the same. I think the Eagles will win the game fairly comfortably, but I think Houston might score late to get the old backdoor cover.
You got to go that way. I agree. All right. New Orleans.
You don't have to. Andy didn't.
I do.
I don't go backdoor.
New Orleans travels to Cincinnati.
Blacked out, by the way.
Yeah.
New Orleans by 6.5.
Was that five in a row for them or something like that?
Sure. I'll take
was
New Orleans
Cincinnati
to
get blacked out?
Win
again?
In cover. New Orleans, I think, is coming into their own and are a good, formidable team to be dealt with in the postseason, unlike I thought they were going to be. I thought they were really going to stink, and they stumbled a little early, but they're now in the mix. And the Bengals are anything but in the mix.
What's that number again, Paul?
6.5.
Oh, yeah, I'll take New Orleans to win and cover.
6.5.
Comfortably.
Don't say that.
Hey.
Yeah, I like New Orleans, and I agree with Andy.
Hey, girl.
Okay. I agree with Andy. I think New Orleans is starting to put it together.
Yep, me too. New Orleans both ways. All right. Chicago at Detroit.
Interesting game. Detroit is getting 3.5 at home.
I'm going to say Detroit fought their last fight in the first half against your New England Patriots. I think they lose big to the Bears. The one wild card with the Bears is always the Cutler interceptions. And, you know, obviously Sue could get some pressure up the middle for some boom, 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 interception, interception, interception goes the other way. But I saw it today. The Bears, best third down defense in football, second best scoring defense in football. That wins games.
All right, I'll give you some numbers. I know the Bears...
Couldn't give me the Eagles rushing. Stats.
I know the Bears had a big win over the Eagles last week.
Correct.
I know that the Lions looked less than formidable in the second half against New England in their last game. However...
He hasn't had a number yet.
However, and the Lions have lost 18 divisional games...
In a row.
In a row. Last team they beat was Chicago, 2007... The streak ends again.
Really?
This week.
Wow.
Detroit beats Chicago in an upset at home.
I just made up another game.
Yeah, I'll take Chicago.
So I will take them.
Against the Drew Stanton-led Lions. I don't see
Stanton's going to get it done.
I like him.
Bears are due for a letdown
on
the road.
Again, I'll say it. I think that there's some pieces in place there with Detroit, and if Matthew Stafford were playing, I might think differently with this game. Because
good
Chicago,
thing you didn't trade Brady for him.
Chicago is due for a letdown after that game last week. They have the Patriots coming up next week. They have the Jets coming up on the, I believe, the following week. What does that make this, Freddie?
A trap game.
Trap game.
Right. But with Drew Stanton, I don't think they're able to fall into the trap.
I'm going to go with Paul. I think Chicago wins this one handily.
Good. I'll pick up a game on all of you.
San Francisco at Green Bay. San Francisco at Green Bay.
Green Bay by 9.5.
Ooh.
And a what?
At Lambeau.
Green Bay wins and covers. Frank Gore was the heart, soul, and contributing member of the San Francisco offense. He's out. They're done. Thanks for playing on the road.
I agree. Green Bay looking good towards the end here. Win and cover.
Yeah, I don't normally like to lay more than a touchdown in these games, but I will do so.
Okay.
With the Niners coming off the Monday night game, short week. You know, we all know every long week there's a short week. This is a short week. Packers coming off a loss that they probably feel like they should have won in Atlanta. I'll take the Packers big.
All right. I will, too. I'll take the Packers big. This is a good game. Anything could happen in this one, I think. Denver goes to Kansas City.
Oh, I think one thing happens.
Kansas City by 8.5.
I think Kansas City wins and covers. They're starting to score points. Obviously, they're riding Dwayne Bowe through the passing game. They can run the ball on anyone, which includes the Denver Broncos. And Mr. Haley, obviously not happy with young Josh McDaniels and would like to roll out a big win on top of him, and he will do it.
I agree. Chiefs, big win and cover.
Okay. Matt Castle, the reigning offensive player of the month.
Castle getting better each week.
Castle building.
If not for that nonsense that Josh McDaniels pulled in the first game, I would definitely take the points here for a cover. But Todd Haley will score every point that he can in this game, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him going for two if the game is out of hand in the fourth quarter.
I am going to take the points. I think Kansas City wins, but they don't cover. But I'll make a statement here. If this is a blowout, like you think, they could pull the trigger right now.
Didn't he come out earlier this week and say he's back for 11?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, he's basically backed him and said that he believes him.
But did you see the statement in writing that came out after that?
No.
It says, as of right now, Josh McDaniels is our coach. However, we will monitor the situation as we go along.
Oh, but that's the Spygate situation, right?
Well, no, it was the whole overall.
Yeah. Why would you put out a statement about the guy's coaching future? This is in other words, what Pat Bowlen is doing is we're backing him now, and if we find out that he lied to us, we're going to fire
him. I took it as all circumstances on the ground, not just related to Spygate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to be the coach next year regardless, but. Yeah.
But I think if it becomes embarrassing in this game,
I think if they lose, I don't think that
for the good of the team, they'll just say that's it.
I think that the statement was dealing with Spygate.
Okay.
I think if Bowlen finds out that he wasn't being honest with him,
now he's Michael Silver gone. On the Yahoo, that dadgum Yahoo,
he
site,
is the Yahoo.
He said that there are whispers and people rumbling in Denver inside that he said that McDaniels just treats people terribly,
and
you just can't do that.
Who's whispering?
Players, I guess.
Which players?
I don't know. If I knew, they wouldn't be whispers.
And where are the whispers coming from? Are the players talking directly to Michael Silver, or are they going through the rat?
I don't know.
Because there's a rat, obviously, you said.
I don't know.
And that dadgum Yahoo.
And he also said Michael Silver.
This is the important thing. He also said these people.
Nolan guy said it.
These people who are whispering.
Here's the guy you want to model your professionalism.
Michael Herrera, whatever.
These people who are whispering are saying that it's not only that, it's that this whole concept of cheating didn't start with that. That there's been other things.
Wow. You think they'd win more games.
So that's Michael Silver. He said that on video on the NFL Network, so that's where I got it. So it wasn't even in a dadgum Yahoo report. I took Kansas City, Denver to lose, but cover.
Here's where Fred recaps, but confuses you in the recap.
And myself. Cleveland at Miami.
Miami by four and a half.
I'm going to take Jake Delhomme and the road team.
Is he playing again?
Yeah, why are you scrunching up your nose?
Because I picked Cleveland.
I'm going to take Peyton Hillis.
Come on now.
To run right over the Miami Dolphins.
I forgot who I picked in the paper. I like to be consistent.
Oh,
but
God.
I'll go with my gut. I like Hillis and the Browns, too, despite Delhomme.
Should go with Paul's gut. Carries more weight.
Oh. That means he picked Miami in the paper, and he knows that, but now he's splitting the difference.
I don't know that. He really is in a mood today.
You're being such a douche today.
You going to let your underling call you a douche?
I like Cleveland. I didn't call him a douche. I said he's being a douche
today.
A douche.
Paul's been here longer than Fred. I mean, come on.
He looks older.
I like Cleveland.
Me too. Buffalo at Minnesota. Buffalo at Minnesota.
Oh, man. This could tear their hearts out.
Vikings by six.
Oof.
Please.
I'll take the Vikings. I mean, I still think they're the more talented football team.
No doubt.
And I know the Bills are fighting tough, but at some point, don't they just pack it in and say, why do we keep fighting? We lose in the end anyway, so let's stop fighting.
Okay, I'll wait for my turn.
I disagree. I think the Vikings got their ceremonial win for Leslie Frazier last week, a good win on the road against a decent playing Redskins team. They're going to choke at home this week. Bills are going to run up the score.
You have no credibility when picking the Steelers and the Vikings, just so you know. So don't pretend you have all this analysis.
Yeah,
you hate the quarterback.
I like Buffalo, too. I think it was a fluke win last week against a team that played a little bit worse than they did. They didn't play well. Washington had every opportunity to win that game, and they just didn't because they're not a very good team either. I know Buffalo is not a good team, but they've played well.
They should have beat the Steelers.
They've played well for about a month and a half now, and they don't have a lot to show for it. But I think they're going to win this game.
No, they had that game in their hands, literally and figuratively. You know, so I'm going to go with Buffalo to pull the six-point upset.
Yep.
And Ryan Fitzpatrick, I dig the mustache.
I don't.
He's rocking the old-style mustache.
It's hideous.
You know what he's doing? He's countering.
Wait, do you hear this one?
He's countering the Ivy League, you know, aura.
Right, yeah.
He's trying to be the blue-collar Buffalo guy.
Yeah.
I love it. I like it.
It's not working.
Are they set at quarterback?
I was just going to ask the same question. We do that
you
all the time.
You steal everything from me, don't
Look,
you?
I was going to say.
If,
I was going to say.
Can't you? Couldn't you see if this was?
Is he the quarterback? Is
the Patriots
are they
the,
set?
No, listen. If the Patriots are the Patriots of like the 70s and 80s, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, all the fans would be in love with him right now here in New England. I think the same way in Buffalo.
Yeah, because before Belichick got here, two wins was good for New
he
England.
Had low standards.
That's what I'm saying.
To answer the question, Andy, that you asked,
I wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be. I think he's.
I'd be looking at quarterbacks.
Another one of those many Billy Volek, Sean Hill, throw it around, put up some yards.
But he's smart.
Don't win any
he's
games.
He's smart.
Do you know he's smart? Do you know he's smart?
Yes.
He doesn't play smart.
He's got a diploma that
he recklessly throws the ball all over the place.
He got Harvard A's.
Oh, those aren't real A's?
No, they're not, actually.
Really?
You didn't know that? They're C's. Everywhere else, you get a C for what you do at Harvard.
Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Andy has knowledge of this because he went to Harvard.
He went to the minor league Ivy League school, which is Tufts, right? And then they call that the minor Ivy League?
Kind of.
Yeah. Second tier.
The Little Ivies, isn't that the
Little Ivy?
Don't they call
NESCAC.
That?
NESCAC. We're an academic
the NESCAC.
Conference.
Yeah.
But seriously, don't they? Some people refer to them as the Little Ivies? Williams
and they
Amherst.
Also, every 3 years, say they're going to join the Ivy and they're going to build a football stadium and join the Ivy League.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. It comes up like every 3 years. It's like UMass is going to go D1. It's the same
Well, evidently, that's, you know, as you talked about earlier this week, that's finally happening.
Yeah.
And maybe we get BC UMass here every year.
Be sweet
that?
Right before Thanksgiving.
I know they're talking. They're talking.
Why not?
UConn
in the mix somehow.
All right, so I'm taking Buffalo as well. Washington at the Giants. Redskins at the Giants.
Redskins at the Giants. Giants by 7.
I'll take the Giants.
Savannah.
You know, I'll take the good Giants, not the bad Giants, and assume that the good Giants show up against the bad Redskins.
This is really an ugly game. I don't like this game at all. But
what's so ugly?
Giants
about?
Are because the Giants have let me down a little bit this year. The Redskins,
they're kind of boring teams.
They're boring teams, is right. Yeah,
I like
but
the
I'll
Giants.
Take the home team.
I don't like the Giants.
And
I'll like
take I'll take the points too. I think Washington will keep it close.
Yeah, I like the Giants. I think turnovers are the key for that team as much as any team in football. When they protect,
Tom Coughlin's sick of them.
When they protect the ball, they win.
Yep. Yeah, I got to go with the Giants in this game. All right, Jacksonville at Tennessee. Jacksonville, two teams going the same direction.
Tennessee by 1.5. Jacksonville,
isn't
actually.
Isn't Jacksonville leading their division?
Yeah, Jacksonville's in first place.
Yeah, but they just lost, and they're going to keep losing.
Okay.
Except for this
one. So he's predicting they're going to be going in the wrong direction, which is not a bad prediction. I think very little of Jacksonville, but just to be clear.
You think Indy ends up winning that division?
They've won like 4 of their last 5.
And how can they both be going in the wrong direction if he's predicting it on Sunday? Because one of them has to win on
Well,
Sunday.
Yeah, but you
could
know.
Could be a tie.
No, I don't. I really have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, if they had both been losing, they could both be going in the wrong direction.
No, I know, but Jacksonville's been winning.
But
so
Jacksonville's been winning. That's a flaw in the argument.
To go in the wrong direction, they need to lose on Sunday. So you're picking the Titans, correct?
Okay. Titans by 1.5.
Who's the quarterback for the Titans? Rusty?
Don't know.
Could be, yeah.
I will take the Jags to win. I don't feel good about it, so I'll do a Fred Kirsch-like non-analysis.
Where's the game?
Tennessee. Oh.
Cover up those legs, please, will you?
Hey, they're beautiful.
God. I'll take the Jags, too.
I was going to say something, but...
Go ahead, say it.
No,
say
I'd offend a lot of people.
So? It's never stopped you before.
I
you
know.
Ripped the Bible.
I
Could you offend any more people than ripping the Bible?
I can't do it.
You opened the show by saying...
I know.
Teddy Bruschi.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
He made a Teddy Bruschi stroke joke.
You what?
Yes. Oh, yeah, you heard
opened
that correctly.
Opened the show.
You heard that correctly.
What was the joke exactly? I forget.
You guys are making...
Speaking of strokes, Teddy Bruschi night.
Oh, yeah. We were making
I said, I think I'm going to have a stroke.
In honor of
Teddy Bruschi night.
Oh, my God.
Just a classless individual.
Can't wait.
I like Jacksonville as well in this game.
Okay.
Better
you
team.
Really like them?
Better team right now.
Yeah. You really like them, though?
I'm going to take Jacksonville as well.
So they're going to continue their winning streak while going in the wrong direction.
In the pseudo-intellect, Jeff Fisher is going to be in trouble.
What are you talking
about? You believe they're making a remake of True Grit?
They make remakes of everything now.
Well, there hasn't been an original movie out in the last 15 years, but I did not see the original True Grit, so I don't know.
John Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pilgrim.
Not a...
Well, I'll tell ya.
Okay. Tell me what.
Everybody has a John Wayne. None of them good.
Not me.
Sure, Eric does. Go ahead, Eric.
No, don't worry about it. We got to hurry. We only got 15 minutes.
You can't pull off a John Wayne?
15 minutes to get these last six
games. You can't do John Wayne?
In.
Too much of a man's
a John
man
Wayne
for you?
Before, but
you can't do
it's
it? You
it's
can't
cliche.
Do it.
It's cliche.
Can't do it.
Let's see. Oakland at San Diego, 4 o'clock game.
San Diego by 13.
Wow. Who's in first place?
Kansas City.
Mm. Oakland's in second? San Diego's
no.
in third? Oakland's in
San
third.
Diego's San Diego's in second.
Oakland
Oakland's
4 and 5.
At,
what's their record now?
5 and 6. Five and anything six? Else you need to be updated on?
Do you
want
to know about their run defense? I would like to know the Eagles' run defense. You never gave me that
I
one.
I didn't know that one.
I'll take the Chargers to win and cover. The nice little story that was the Raiders is done.
Good.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers to win.
And cover.
I'll take them to cover, too.
Are we kind of rooting for Oakland even though because we – afraid of San Diego, or should we just be rooting for San Diego because of the draft pick?
That was very Berman-like there. Get everything all out.
So we're all on the
when fat guys try to say a lot on a microphone.
I'll take San Diego and I'll lay the points. I think the Chargers are getting that December magic going again.
Yeah.
I can feel it coming. And they lost to Oakland the first time. That's also
going
to play into it.
Plus, they need to win every game they play.
Yeah.
San Diego. Sunday, 4:15, St. Louis at Arizona.
St. Louis at Arizona. The Rams are a road favorite by 3.
The Sam-chise goes on the road for a big divisional win. Easy.
Yeah, I think so. The Cardinals have packed it in for the season.
Yeah,
that has to be one of the worst performances of the
it's
year.
It's pretty pathetic.
You know, on that game Monday night.
Yeah, it was pretty pathetic.
It was terrible.
And I liked, you know, the Rams and their quarterback have something to play for. They're fighting for a playoff spot. Can you believe that?
Oh, I can.
So I'll take the Rams to win on the road.
I'll
I know you can believe
why
it.
Why are you shaking? Don't shake your bleeping head at me.
You're just such a loser. Oh, I can. I will take the Rams as well.
Me too. All right, Dallas at Indy. Dallas at Indy. This could be a good game.
Indy by 5.5.
Yeah.
Cowboys 2-0 under Jason Garrett, right?
2-1.
2-1.
Oh, 2-1. They played 3 games already under him? Wow.
They play on Thanksgiving, so that helps when you play 2 in 4 days. Mm. What was the line and where is the
5
game?
5.5 at Indy.
Dallas at Indy. Indy by 5.5.
You did it.
No,
you see, you did it. You
a
did it
spin
there.
On
you
it.
You did it
yeah.
there.
So different.
No, it's not.
I am going to go. Right. Exactly. I am going to go with. This is a tough one for me.
It's a tough one for everybody.
Oh. I am going to go with the Cowboys to win in Indy.
Okay.
I think Manning.
That's it for the Colts.
Manning stumbling a little bit.
Although, who's going to take over?
Somebody's got to win that division.
Right.
And if your Jags are going in the wrong direction.
But they're not. He picked them to win.
Right.
They're going in the perfect direction.
And I have Philly beating Houston, so we'll see.
I would like to pick Dallas, but I'm not going to do it. I've already picked 2 upsets already this week anyway, so I'll take Indy at home.
All this stuff in your head.
I'll take Indy at home, just barely covering.
Yep.
The 1-6.
Yeah, I like Indy as well. I just think at some point Dallas seeks back to the level that they were playing earlier. They're not very good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Indy too. Let's see. Carolina at Seattle. Another big game in the NFL. Carolina at Seattle.
Seahawks by 6.
Mm. I will take the Seahawks to win, but I'll take the points. I think this is a close, ugly game. This is radio,
I know,
Eric. We need a little audible representation of your feelings.
Sorry, I nodded off there for a second.
Paul's head just hit
it was like Shane.
Paul just gave the nod to the show.
I'll take Seattle.
It's over.
I'll take Seattle to win.
Is this clock working again? Did I set that right?
No.
No?
It's 1:57.
I don't like
this
matchup at all.
I'll take Seattle, too. And the good news for the NFL is the NFC West will now have co-leaders at 500. The Rams and Seahawks will win this week. They'll both be 6-6.
I'll take the points.
Who are you picking to win?
Seattle. I thought when you say take the point, it always assumes that
means you're taking the underdog.
Right. So you
when
could
you're
be picking
the points.
You could be picking
the
favorite.
The underdog.
Then,
but
when
I didn't
say
know
I'm going to take the underdog, I'm going to say the underdog's going to win.
No, not necessarily.
No.
When you're picking a game straight up, there's no points involved.
You say that's why I say it. So why mention points if you're picking it straight up?
Because
so you want Carolina to win.
You could be picking the favorite,
no, I want
but
Seattle to win.
You want the underdog with the points.
But I'm taking.
So you just defeated your own argument.
I would pick the upset in that case if that's what you want.
Taking the Seattle.
How long have we been doing this?
Atlanta
too long for him. He's
done. Taken the Seattle.
Listen,
he is.
He's me on steroids
emeritus.
Today.
What is that? Emeritus?
He's arguing with anybody about anything today. He's me on steroids.
Atlanta at Tampa Bay.
That's funny thought.
That's not funny.
Bucks what? By three.
I just wanted to.
I'm sorry. Bucks getting three.
I'm just thinking what would happen to Paul on steroids. Like, would he still be kind of fat with some muscles? Because he'd still be eating like Italian subs every meal.
I thought with steroids you just become more of what you are. So.
Well, that's what it means. But yeah. No, steroids build muscle, so he'd have some muscle with his fat.
Oh, well, you just stop.
This would be strong fat.
Yeah. Be funny. Let's try it. Want to do an experiment?
Strong like bull.
So I could have those little
do a couple
Lance Armstrong things that say live fat.
Oh, God. Now that's good. Atlanta at Tampa Bay, Falcons by three.
I'll take Atlanta. They don't turn the ball over, as I learned earlier from an emailer. You know I hate the Bucks.
Paul, can you give me their rush defense, please?
Good game for the Bucks, though. I'm kidding. That this is one of their...
They're frauds.
You think so?
Yes.
I think their defense is playing
anybody.
Okay.
Bucks
are fraudulent. I like Atlanta to win this game.
Okay. All right.
I agree the Bucks are fraudulent, and I'm going to take the upset. I'm going to say the Bucks are going to win at home.
Oh.
The problem is I think they are fraudulent, but I'm not sold on Atlanta either, but now I can't.
There's not a good team in the league.
Yeah.
It's simple as that.
Atlanta wins.
See, I think the Patriots are pretty good.
All right. Sunday,
no, you don't.
Sunday night.
Who'd you take?
Atlanta. Sunday night.
I took the
So you're giving the points.
Sunday night, this is a black and blue game. Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Ravens by three.
I think the Ravens are going to kill the Steelers. From what I've seen, from what the Patriots defense did to the Steelers and what the Bills defense did to the Steelers, teams that have zero pass rush, I got to assume Terrell Suggs and a team that has decent playmakers up front, some speed, a decent defense. They're going to kill the Steelers.
And
I think it's going to be a blowout.
Limping around on that foot.
Blowout.
Special shoe. I like...
Three scores they win by. Three scores.
I like Ravens winning and covering.
I like the Ravens as well, but not quite as easy as Andy's describing. I don't think Baltimore's offense is capable of blowing anyone out.
You'll
but
see.
I will take the Ravens to win and cover.
Same here. And then finally, we won't skip over it. We'll get right to it. Monday night. Here it is. Let's get ready to rumble.
That clock is way off, by the way.
The
too.
Jets at New England.
Oh, way off, like 5 minutes.
The Jets at New England.
Seven,
what's the line, Paul?
That's like five.
Pats by 3.5.
Three and a half.
I will take the Patriots to win and cover. I think they are the better team right now, Fred Kirsch.
Yes.
And I like the matchup. I think the off receiver, whether it's Welker or Branch, is going to have a lot of success. I think they're going to score points. But I think they pull away late, and I think they win this. What did I go with on the weird score?
God
I liked
only
earlier?
Knows.
Like 31-21, basically a 10-point victory, 30-20,
somewhere
in there.
I go with that.
I like New England winning and covering as well. Closer than that, though, I think, Andy.
Wrong.
They'll score a lot of points, though, so they'll cover.
Okay. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
The fact that I closed the book before Fred makes his pick? That usually draws laughs with other people
Is
around.
There any reason to open the book for Fred's pick?
He's picking the Bears next week.
I would concur with the
Are you?
The majority here. I like the Patriots. I think their offense is really clicking, and I think they keep the Jets off balance enough. They control the game. They have a lead early, and they keep it 30-24.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it all week. It's going to come down to red zone play, not making mistakes on special teams, not making mistakes overall with penalties, all the little things, the inside the football game, those hidden yards that Belichick always talks about. I think that's going to come into play. Punting, you know, everything. I think the Jets will move the ball, but I think, you know, how well the Patriots play in the red zone is going to be a big factor. Like the New York, I almost said the Jets.
Whoa.
I like the Patriots.
You heard it all.
Freudian slip.
So if they lose, we know who to blame.
I like the Patriots, and I like them to cover. And to be the number one overall standing seed in the AFC. So huge, huge game. John Rook, you're here. How are you looking?
I am here.
What are you looking at this game?
I like the Patriots, but I'm going to take the Jets to cover.
Wow.
So it's going to be a real
field goal
nail-biter.
Game?
23-21.
Okay.
Wow.
With one with a field goal?
No, actually, I think the Jets
Shane
will be coming
Grano.
From
behind. Shane.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
I think the Jets will come from behind and make it close but not have a chance to kick the field goal. I think the Patriots will have like a
make a play like they did against
like a 23-13 lead. Jets, you know,
23-0.
Like, I think it'll be
an Indy-like,
similar to Indianapolis.
Indy-like interception
similar.
Or something.
James Sanders with a pick. Woo!
Could be.
Could forced fumble.
That's what I'm thinking.
Of Sanchez.
This place is going to be rocking.
Yeah.
Well, it better be.
I doubt it.
Who would think so?
I know.
I'm not counting on that.
I'm not counting on that.
John, do you do anything different for Monday Night Football than you would a normal game?
No.
No?
He misses out on Nitpick Tuesday.
No, that's gay.
2 weeks in a row, you're going to go without Nitpick Tuesday.
I know. Well, I can't do anything about the schedule makers.
Well, can you do Nitpick
Wednesday?
You can
do Worry Wart Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll move it. Worry Wart Wednesday. Fred, I like that.
All right.
Fred's very good at that.
I liked it. Now, Fred, I promised.
Yes, John.
I promised some folks on Facebook today. I said that I was going to ask you primarily why it is you dislike the Jets.
Oh, you mean overall, not
overall.
Just this game?
Yeah.
Well, it's just, I think it starts with their fans.
Is it about their fans?
I think they, because they've always felt that they were in the shadow of the Giants, they become even more loud and obnoxious. And over the years, they've had very little reason to
just
be that
way. Just in other words, we're going to yell so loud, you've got to pay attention to us.
The slightest glimmer of hope, they become like they did something. They act like they won something. And I just can't stand them. I can't stand Tannen. You want to get – okay, I can't stand Tannenbaum.
Nice.
It's rolling, baby. I just the whole – everything about the Jets, I hate them. I hate that they play in New Jersey and they call themselves the New York Jets. You know, I just can't stand them. Ugh, I hate their uniforms. I hate their cheerleaders are ugly.
Uniforms are actually pretty nice.
Carry diseases.
But everything else,
except
I'm really
for Jen Sturger.
Well, she wasn't a cheerleader.
They don't even have cheerleaders, do they?
She was like a sideline.
Yeah, side
crew. They just started a couple years ago.
Yeah. Okay. All right, okay.
It's just everything.
Didn't you used to root for him back in your Mets days?
When I lived in New Jersey, yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
1968.
Oh, so you were a Jets fan when they last won.
I was 7 years old.
Yeah, he was a Georgetown fan in 1985.
Yes, he's rooted for every
Jets
team that's
fan
ever won.
Yeah, the Mets was the amazing
Mets. Broncos fan during the Elway era.
No, you root for teams that win. That's what you did.
I was 7 years old.
When did you live in Denver?
I met Emerson Boozer. Okay?
When did you live in Denver?
Shut up.
No further questions. No further questions.
He's a
Fred Kirsch is a front runner.
Yes. He will cut ties with these Patriots.
He didn't even start liking the Patriots
until
week 3 of 2001.
Yep.
That was 94.
Really? True fact.
1994 when I thought I might get a job.
Week 3 of 2001.
Took you that long to come around?
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
That's when he started. Yeah, that's when he really was all in on the
Patriots. So now we know the real Fred Kirsch.
Fraud.
I'm impressed.
Fraud.
That's Fraud Kirsch.
Fraudulent Fred.
Yep.
Fraudulent Fred.
That's him.
I like it. It works for me.
I have my record to stand on. I don't need to answer to any of you.
He's won his awards.
Just as a reminder, Freddie,
special
show on Monday.
Oh, that's right. We're going
to
do a special noon to two show on
PFW
Monday.
PFW Progress.
Progress. So
game day, baby. Ken Sim's annual show.
Yeah.
Wasn't he game day?
Yep.
So, Coonum, we'll see you next Monday.
Coonum?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, Coonum.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.